Beers are cold and the pool is warm. Must be time for a perfect pour.
Oh, Baba.
Check it out.
Hey, welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. We're going to drink beer. We're going to talk about beer news. We're going to give you beers that you should maybe look out for.
Beer noobs.
We're going to hang out and talk beer with listeners. We're going to do all those things. I'm Mikey.
Hello, I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And let's start off by saying we did have one. We only have one tailgating beer. We like to drink a little bit before the show starts to get things going. But it's going to be an all crowler week.
Crowlers.
Unless we go through all those crowlers, we have to, you know.
We are professionals.
Drink normal beer. So we got five crowlers to go through this week. Three different breweries. Five different crowlers from three different breweries. And
call it breakfast.
The first beer we tried right before, Three Bean says, before the mics went hot, podcast industry term.
Indie, bro.
This one was donated to us by Exepero.
Mm-hmm.
All the way out from New York, from Buffalo. This is a collab beer in a can. It's a ballpark series number two. It's got what looks to be a shortstop. We're getting ready to field a grounder. It's a collab from shortstop Saison with Community Beer Works, Resurgence Brewing, and Big Ditch. All collabed on this Saison, and it is a nice Saison. It's low on my style, fan of style Saison, but it's still nice beer. Usually collabs are pretty unimpressive, but I would say this would be I enjoyed this as a Saison as I can enjoy a Saison. You guys?
Do Saisons have a season? I mean, I know that's what they're named for, but are they year round beer?
Is that the like French for seasons or something?
Yeah, apparently it was brewed for the harvest season, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So they had something to keep the workers motivated, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
Like I don't know when their harvest is. I'm guessing that's fall.
About all beer stories, how they they're all alleged.
Keep people motivated, keep the slaves motivated.
The beer
have
slaves.
Some beer.
Yeah.
Would you like free beer?
Bear.
Work, asshole.
I would work on me.
But could you drink this all year round? Probably not because you don't like
it. Yeah, I'm not a Saison fan, so I wouldn't think about it. But I would think it's a summer beer. Saison's more spring and summer, but what I freaking know.
What the hell?
So, yeah, there's a lot to unpack about last week. A lot of feedback about maybe the most we've gotten about a show, so but we're gonna talk about that later. I'm imagining that I haven't necessarily listened to any voicemails, but I'm just imagining that there's a lot of feedback there, so we'll wait to talk about last week. If you're sitting there like, let's talk about last week, we'll wait until we get to the voicemails segment to do that. But I think we need a show beer. It's time for a show beer.
How about a show crowler?
Oh, crowler.
Oh, I gave it away. I mean, guess what I'm opening?
A crowler. But if you're new to the show and new to the beer scene.
Crowler. Whoa. Got a little rammy on that one.
That was a... Whoa, okay. That was a bottle opener sound and not the actual can opening.
You jumped the shark.
I jumped it. But
jumped the gun.
Crowler is essentially a growler. But instead of putting it in a glass or stainless steel growler and sealing it up at the brewery tap room, this is just a can. They have a big canner. It's It's like making your own jelly, jams and jellies and canning it.
It's like if Except you filmed the can opener in reverse.
Yeah.
This actually smells and tastes like what it's called.
It puts the lid back on. And it makes lots of noises and explosions, by the way.
Ooh. You said you're disappointed by watching a crawler at it at work.
Wear earplugs and safety goggles, please.
So this is from Transplants Brewing Company, donated to the show by Mr. Chocotazo. We're just going to call Chew Your Beard Chocotazo.
That's his new name.
Chocotazo.
No longer.
He donated this to the show.
We're no longer the Knights of Knee.
Transplants Brewing Company in Palmdale, California. That's out in the desert of a Los Angeles desert area. This is called Toss Salad. It is half. Is it cucumber? It says cucumber some.
Mm-hmm.
I'm. So it's. I guess it's a half cucumber beer.
Yes.
Half secret pilgrimage.
I think that was like a pomegranate beet. Or some beets. Beet. There we go.
It's a beet half cucumber beer, half beet beer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the whole story about this is Chew Your Beer was on Twitter and he was like, hey guys, I'm at this brewery. I want to get you guys a couple of growlers. What do you want? And I immediately chimed in with a beer and he's like, really? You picked that one? I was like, well, you told me to pick something off the board, dude. And he's all, where's everybody else? And I'm all, fuck if I know. I'm all, they're not answering their phones. It's not my fault.
He don't have notifications on.
Yeah. And so he's like, yes. All right, since you guys did not respond, you're getting a fucking toss salad.
You just wanted to say toss salad at us. This is, I mean, you're right. This is like I'm having a salad with beets in it.
Beets. Give me a beet.
It is.
This
is
the raspberry vinaigrette salad. Dressing.
It yes. is very strong of root vegetable.
That's crazy. But what's funny is it's way more drinkable than I would think. If somebody was telling me, oh, I taste a salad. It's like I'm drinking a salad. I'd be like, ah, that is disgusting, sir. Unless it's a liquid form of the Pablo Salbar, then I'd be like, yes, give me that.
Liquid form.
But liquid this is salad. Actually more appealing than the idea of it. The taste of it is more appealing than the idea of it. Hmm. I don't think, yeah. I don't need to necessarily have a crowler of it.
This would be like okay in a flight, is what you're saying? Mm-hmm.
This is a good flight beer.
Flight beers.
This is a flight beer right here. But a solid flight beer. One you would remember from the flight.
Ah.
A lot of times you'll have a flight and you're like, I don't even remember that. Which one was which?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Glad I didn't buy a full one of those.
This one you would remember for sure. You're like, yes. And yet, if you had a blind taste test, and you'd be like, this is the toss salad from Transplants.
Very unique in its flavorsomeness.
Well, culture. Let's talk about some beer culture. Ba-bum-ba-bum.
No culture song?
And Nick, some culture? You gotta write a culture song, Nick.
Yeah.
Do a drum.
I'm just going to rip off Paul and play his drum fills. I heard a rumor Central Coast Brewing's expanding, but I cannot find any information on this.
I've also heard said rumor, but no details.
Apparently it's good to win awards. Yeah. You win awards, then you
Central
expand.
Central Coast's been hitting GABF very well the past couple years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of rep. They got mentioned last week. Being Central Coasters, the beer geeks on the Central Coast know Central Coast Brewing is top.
Apparently, long time brewing company.
Yeah, they've been around since the 80s.
Yeah, I think that the head brewer is fairly recent, but
well, yeah,
I mean, they have been around a while. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. When I went there was they all seemed to be 30s, 40s. So. Definitely some young blood in there.
Old dudes.
Old dudes.
Super old.
That old generation. I know Kevin Cox still can throw down with the best of them.
Yeah. Well, that's why he says he's basically the vampire. He brings in the new blood and harnesses them and uses it for
Kevin Cox and he's all, at Tioga.
He's all, I know how to make beer, but he's all, I'm not hip to these new styles. So he's all, I bring in these arrogant guys and they try to make these beers and I tell them how it's done.
I'll tell you how it's done, Kevin. Okay, yeah. Hotshot, tell me how it's done.
Seriously, we had three different brewers brew a black IPA for us before we came out with Humulus Noctum, and each one of them, he was just like, nope. He's all, didn't like this, didn't like that, didn't like that. And he's like, you got to make these changes. And now we have Humulus Noctum. Or Rush Hour was the same way. Somebody came to him and said, we need to make a coffee stout. And Kevin's like, why would you want to put this much coffee in beer? He literally said that. And then he read up on the style and he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, then you're doing it right.
Nice.
Oh, sorry, you're doing it right. That's fine, I guess. If you want to make your beer taste like coffee, and you're doing it proper.
Both those beers are good sellers to us, you know?
They're good beers.
Speaking of Head Brewing, what happened to our Mr. Beer kit?
It's behind you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's mixed in with the
box. It's now part of the wall.
It's a box troll.
Another brick in the wall.
Yeah.
Box trolls.
You know,
one of these things.
You could still walk not in and out of Sears with that, and they wouldn't question you because it's got that little piece of tape.
Oh, it does have the Sears tape still on it.
Official Sears tape.
I mean, like, you remember, I need to bring this back.
You remember when that was the thing?
Turns out I don't like brewing beer.
I just like drinking it.
Yeah, turns out I just like drinking it. Turns out this Mr. Beer Kit, made as simple as possible for you to brew a beer, was still too much work for me. Please take it back.
If you can make spaghetti, you can make this beer kit.
Oh, God. That's too much. That's, you know how long it takes for water to boil? Oh, never mind.
So you want, effectively, you want SpaghettiOs version of beer?
Yeah. Can I just put it in brew a beer in a microwave?
Yeah. It's up to you if you want to add water or not.
Make some water hot. Do I just put a paper towel over a bowl?
Yeah, keep the splash down.
Yeah. And yeah. Boom, microwave it for Bing, 2 minutes.
Beer. That's tastes what I want. Just like
just
beer.
Put in some hops and some beets.
Sort of tangent.
Tangent.
What? How dare we?
No, wait, you know, you tangent? You're supposed to be the rock of the show.
Oh. Guys, let's get back on track here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What are we? We're in culture?
Sure.
I don't want to tread too deeply on this subject, but thanks. Thanks for interrupting me.
Nice.
Oh, it wasn't me, bro.
So
effectively on time.
We all know what happened with Ballast Point, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but Jack White Jr., and he was the COO, and Yusuf, whatever you want to say his name, he was also the head brewer. Both of them have left the company, but in the article that was released with it, it was saying that the new owners of Ballast Point own the naming rights to the spirits, but they don't exactly plan to continue making spirits. So these two higher ups of Ballast Point are actually leaving to go pursue the distillery. So they'll be able to buy the equipment from Ballast Point and continue to make distilled spirits separate from Ballast Point and the naming of the products. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing. And I know there's a couple of local friends that kind of say that that's the next wave, is that they think that beer will plateau. Never. And that cideries and distilleries will be the next thing to expand or voyage on. However you feel about that. But this would be a good example of how two guys that could probably open breweries every day are going into distilling full time.
They're probably right about that trend, but that will not be a trend I'll jump on.
Yeah.
I could not give less of a shit about other alcohols. I am all beer. I get some parallels with wine. The wine culture and beer culture definitely have some parallels. And I think maybe the bourbon culture does too, but.
Yes. I don't know.
Maybe. I am completely satisfied with beer and have no interest in spirits. Unless I'm on a diet and I really need alcohol. It's about the only way I would go with the spirit route.
You just take an extra shot of Scope in the morning?
Yeah.
Vodka, the diet beer.
Diet beer. Although SC Beer Talk had some guys that were sake brewers.
Oh yeah.
On and
indie sake.
From what it's, but they're making it hop. You know, San Diegoing sake.
Shit, no.
And they're dry making sake. Yeah, basically. And it's sat, but way they were describing it when they're having it sounded like they basically IPAs without any malt hint of malt at all. Just very super, super clean, uber clean IPA.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way it sounded like to me while they're drinking. That's how I imagined in my head. So that's sort of, I was like,
sake.
That might be interesting to try, at least.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you do the right kind of sake, it could be pretty neutral of flavors.
Well, it's made out of rice, right?
Yeah. It's so. Basically just rice water.
Mm-hmm. So Bud Light with hops.
Yes. Hi-yo. another expansion. I can't remember if we've talked about this or not, but either this week or the next, Southgate's expansion should be open. So the things that are changing is you would pull up to their parking lot and they had a side entrance. You would pull up to the front of the building and they had a side entrance. That door will now be barred.
Oh, yeah.
And you will now enter through the new extension dining room. And so it's good and bad. I think it'll be nice that they'll have an actual wait staff. You could be seated and all that, but that just means I have to walk longer to the bar now. Because that's, to me, when you go to Southgate, it's you get that bar seat and you sit there. I'm not, you know.
Well, a single dude that's, you know, usually you're just with one person, you can take the bar.
I understand most of their clientele is families going to Yosemite. That's... They're normal.
Us with groups, we're like, this place is tiny. I need a comfortable seat.
Well, I understand. Yeah, I mean, 10 people in there crowds out the place. But so they have the kitchen expansion's already done, and the seating expansion should be open next week or so. Nice. I think they were shooting for the 11th, but we'll see.
I might have to go to Southgate this weekend.
And then, have either of you been to the new Dust Bowl?
Nope.
Negative.
You've been there too.
So I did have time to go through there. It's another brewery. It's, if you've been to Mad Duck or if you've been to a Yard House, they all kind of have the same design where they're kind of like modern industrial,
mm-hmm.
not like your typical like
dark wood, dark
not like stains. Your typical barbecue industrial where it's woodsy and kind of like rusted metal, but it's like clean aluminum and you know, open exposed things. So it still was a nice environment. You could see the brewery, like they put the bathrooms like down a catwalk and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
So I mean they were very smart with how they expanded it, but it's another place that was just a little bit too small. They had this huge beautiful patio, but it was 108 degrees, so there was like 10 people suffering out there.
Melting.
And it said that they could accommodate about 150 people inside, and that's the thing. It was, we got there at 2 p.m. on a Friday, and there was a 40-minute wait for a table.
Wow.
So we did the classic thing where we went up to the retail counter and got a couple of beers, and we just vultured it, you know. We're like, just waiting. You leaving? You leaving? Okay. You leaving? And so we got it.
Even the bar seat was?
The bar was packed. Damn. And it took us about 10-15 minutes.
How sizable is the bar?
I would say you could seat about 40 people in a line comfortably.
Okay.
And yeah, we waited about 10-15 minutes and we sat down. And by the time we got our appetizer, that's when they paged me for the table. And I was like, oh, hey, give it to somebody else. Food, though, amazing. They had some house fried chips and they made their own guac. They made a red pepper salsa and they had the taco truck lager beer cheese.
Yes.
It was like a nacho cheese.
I'm listening.
Yes.
And the right amount of salt, and it was like it wasn't a thin breakable chip. It was like a thick tortilla that they fried. So it had a good crunch to it and it had a good scoopability. It was awesome.
That's a good, good review on Yelp.
Structural integrity of the chip.
It's important.
Yeah. If it breaks before you can get anything out of the dip,
yeah,
that's just terrible.
But what knocked it out of the park was they had, I just went with a cheeseburger. I was like, I kind of want a burger. Mm. And it was a true hand-pressed patty, so it was all uneven in shape, mm-hmm. super soft bun. They made their own Thousand Island. That it was a horseradish. It was a horsey sauce Thousand Island.
All right.
It had a good kick to it. Best thing ever, beer battered fries.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh beer battered mm-hmm. fries.
Nice.
That made it, I mean, there's still, you could tell the staff is still new. It's a new building, but I mean, the beer was fresh and the food was on point. So it's definitely worth like, hey, why don't we stop here for lunch? Because that's where you're going to be when you're driving through Turlock.
Oh, are you?
Right up. You can see it off the 99?
Yep.
Is it where like all those shops, like River Park Outlet Shop? Yeah,
so if you're driving up north, it's on your left side, mm-hmm. and then there's just two or three car dealerships right across the street from them. Okay. That's all there is.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's you see their building. That's what you see off the highway.
Their building. I'm looking forward to looking out for going there.
So anybody that's near Turlock, check them out. Anybody that goes up to Oakhurst, check them out.
And oh, and there's a bar I was going through. I do a lot of, I'm trying to really push the limits of Untappd and mm-hmm. get everything I can out of it. There's a lot of things you don't think about you can do in there. And, you know, one of the things is just going through a venue and seeing who's checking into a venue.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a lost art.
I know, yeah. And I noticed people checking into a bar in Shaver Lake with craft beer. I'm like, there's no bar in I didn't even think there was a bar in Shaver Lake outside of that, well, that mill place that I think is closed. There's a restaurant.
Damn.
Planning Mill, I think, I want to say. But there is a bar. Apparently, yes, it looks like sort of a divey bar in Shaver Lake that has some craft beer bottles. So... Huh. Now I might have, you know, next time I'm in Shaver, because I never think to go to Shaver too much because I'm like,
yeah,
I don't have any beer up there. I'll just go to Bass just or
Woods
to,
and
yeah,
Bears.
But because Bass has that towny bar there at Bass Lake, besides Southgate being in Oakhurst, but
yeah,
there's that little towny bar that's up above Deucey's.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about? What's where there's a grocery store is? Right next to the grocery store, there's a bar there.
It's not Miller's Landing, is it?
No. And it overlooks the parking lot of...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bass Lake, the resort. But anyway, they got a couple craft beers in there, so...
For all your craft beer needs.
Now it's time for... I'm going to do this by hand.
Hand crowler. Totally a crowler.
You just got crowler, bro. This is another one from Transplants Brewing. Palm down. This one's called Filbert. And I don't know what style it is. We might have to guess the style unless Bearded Brewer knows. Maybe, let's see if we can guess the style.
Before we name it.
Oh, it's dark.
Ooh. It's got that same reddish hue to it.
Yeah, it's got a...
As the beet beer.
Yeah, it's got a light... It doesn't pour like a stout. It pours like a lager or a IPA, but it's dark. It's very very carbonated for a... sweet. Sweet aroma. Haven't tasted it yet.
Very strange.
Uh-huh. It's different. All right, we're tasting. Now tasting.
Mm-hmm. You guys should know this combo.
There's something very familiar.
Yeah.
Like, familiar, not style, but familiar beer. There's a certain beer this is very much like.
It probably is similar to a beer that Becky likes, producer Becky.
What?
Really? Mm-hmm.
You think this is a brown?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hazelnut brown.
Yep.
Really? I am not getting brown.
This is a flavored dark and malty brown ale is brewed with hazelnut and chocolate.
Oh.
You might have to resist the urge trying to spread it on your toast for breakfast.
That's not gonna work.
Getting that urge, but this is nice, though. I don't. That's why I'm liking this too much.
Chocolate and hazelnut. Is that a Nutella beer?
Because I do not dig browns in general, but this is good.
So yeah, I looked at the board and I'm all Filbert. I'm all, that sounds cool. Yeah.
Filbert.
Oh man,
I was probably thinking of Dilbert.
Becky's asleep.
But yeah, I mean, chocolate and hazelnut. I like the combo. There's a lot of chocolate in this, so I think that's why it's battling the hazelnut.
Yeah.
Usually hazelnut is just like
the
boom.
Chocolate's winning out, which is good.
But
as far as I'm concerned,
but I like it. Speaking of, I know it's a slight tangent. Instagram now has stories. That's its own thing.
Trying to be Snapchat.
But Alton Brown jumped on the train.
He's already on making stories.
He's already making stories, and he was doing a lot of behind the scenes of Cutthroat Kitchen and stuff like that. And
I've seen him on Periscope do that.
And then he was like, "Oh, here's my trailer." And he talked about the guy who made it. And then he's like, "Here's inside my trailer." And he's all, "Let's check out the fridge." He opens the fridge, and he has a growler. Oh. And he's all, "Hey guys, he's all, here, check this out."
Does he know what it is?
No. Yeah, and he's all,
somebody put this silver thing in my mouth.
It's the one from Cost Plus that says like number one dad or something. And
from the generics of it, it looked like the Rogue Growler with the I don't think it's the one with the dog on it. It's the one that has the picture of the guy.
Okay.
So it looked like just a generic Rogue Growler, and he's all, "Hey guys," he's all, "check this out." He's all, "There's a little brewery here in Los Angeles," and he rotates it, and it was Smog City.
Yeah.
And he's all, "There's a little brewery here in Smog City, or in LA called Smog City." And he's all, "I haven't tried this yet," but he's all, "They actually made a beer and it's called Malton Brown."
Nicely done, Smog City.
So
He
had a 64-ounce growler of Malton Brown. Alton Brown had Malton Brown. And I hope he posts a review of it. But he at least gave a little shout out to him. And I was like, "Fuck yeah, Smog City.
Good job getting a shout out."
Yeah.
See, that's what
and getting it to his hands.
Was saying that one brewer in LA made a beer with the Applebee's in the name.
Mm-hmm.
So that Applebee's would put it on, and it worked. So there you go. Smog City did that. Like, named their beer after Alton Brown and got, and he actually.
So I know that's not the first time that a beer has mimicked a celebrity, but. That's at least the first time I've seen it documented that they had it in hand.
That's cool.
Yeah. But I laughed this morning. That was my laugh at 9 a.m. this morning. Yeah. With Malton Brown.
I'm glad you said celebrity and craft beer.
Oh.
That reminds me. You guys, I still watch Conan O'Brien's show. I don't know if you guys do too.
I'll catch him on YouTube, but that's about it. Clips.
He was doing a bit of typical things you'd say at a barbecue.
this has to be hilarious.
Yeah. Actually, the bit was funny, and he kind of got like, you know, off track for a little bit. But the last one was totally a craft beer reference. He's sitting there talking to this guy. He's like, "Hey, how about the hops in this Alpine beer, this Alpine IPA?" Like, totally, like, somehow he knew Alpine IPA is a real thing, but the bottle he had in his hand was clearly a Ballast Point. Some Sculpin variant. But I was like, what the hell? How does Conan O'Brien know about Alpine beer?
Yeah. He must have been, He must have been a writer.
Must have been.
I'm going to make him say Alpine.
Yeah. Yeah. At least he said the right brewery.
Yeah.
And he hated Ballast Point. He's like, "I'm going to make him," they had to use a Ballast Point for the prop.
Yeah.
I'm going to have him say Alpine instead of Ballast Point. Way to go, Conan Ryder.
Way to go.
I'm going to get it in there.
Even if you don't like beer, you at least pretended to.
All right. Well, culture? Any more culture out there?
Oops.
Apparently not.
Nope, nothing else matters.
Nope, nothing else matters.
Ghost. Podcast.
It's windy out there.
Wow, apparently. The wind is fighting the swamp cooler today.
Swamp cooler and the wind of the city are fighting.
For everybody that's not in Fresno, we are in what people call a normal summer. Today was the last day of 100 degrees, and it's going to dip out into the high 90s, which for us Fresnans is perfect.
Super pleasant.
It's almost too cold to swim.
It is. Now I'm kind of like, eh, might be too cold. Might not be able to swim.
Yeah.
The pool's below 70 degrees.
Yeah. But so we're a little bit excited. That means you can open up the windows at night and kind of live life. Not on the brink of dehydration.
Oh, yeah, and Nick's already thinking about stouts.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, well, all these fall beers are coming in. Might as well break out them stouts.
Yeah, I posted on our Twitter today. There's already pumpkin beer. Pumpkin Piper Down has hit the shelves already.
Falls upon us.
Ballast Point's already pushing pumpkin beer. So
yeah,
get excited.
Beer. I know in mid-July, Mario from Sierra Nevada said that he went to the warehouse and they already shipped him his their fall beer variant. It's not Oktoberfest. I can't remember the one they do. But he's like, yeah, all the t-shirts are already in, and they said the beer's a couple weeks behind it. So it's like, ah.
Oh, man, it's here. It's coming. Just basically by the end of the week.
Prepare yourselves.
It's going to be all over the place.
The fall beers are coming.
The fall beers. Damn it. I barely got any sessions this year. Right? I wanted more sessions.
And now a whole row in every door that you go to is going to be full of pumpkin fall winter spice ales.
An old IPA.
Oh, man. Yeah, the old IPAs are getting rammy around here.
Damn it. Oh, you got to watch out. Watch your shelves. I don't care if you're in Fresno or not. Watch your shelves on those IPAs.
I've noticed
there's a lot of 4 month out.
I'd say the threshold of things having packaging dates is probably shifted somewhere over 70% now.
Yeah, there's a lot of everyone's doing I wonder, it must be better sales wise because why else there is no legal reason to put packaging date on it. Sell by or packaging date on a beer. There's no, if it's not in California, then the rest of the country doesn't give a shit. If California's not going to regulate, then no one else is.
It helps for quality control, not just for the peace of mind of the consumer, but if something were wrong with the beer, they could trace it back. This was packaged on blah, blah, blah. And, you know. Mm-hmm.
That's why they got those coded ones that only they know what the hell it is.
Then you get things like Bourbon County that happened, and they can correctly identify who needs money. But I will say that beer that has dates in supermarkets will sell better.
Okay, that's...
That might be because everything in a supermarket has a date on it. Is it just that thought follows through?
Mm-hmm.
My beer should also have a date?
I don't know, like, because I will not buy a beer when there's no date. I'm like, as far as IPAs go, I'm like, no date. Yeah. I kind of question this beer, the place I'm at. But at the same time, if there's a date and it's 4 months or older, I'm like, I'm not going to buy this either. So I'm not sure. I'm trying to gauge my buying habits. If it's better for the date to be on it or not on it.
But that's the thing, though. You wouldn't just say you're at Joe Schmo supermarket and you're there getting lunch meat or whatever, and they don't have the freshest IPAs. You wouldn't buy it there, but you would still go to a corner store that you would know or be able to tell if it had fresher. So, yes, it does hurt somebody. That is correct. Yourself or the market if you're not buying it and rotating it for them as a good Samaritan, but that still means you still go somewhere else and buy something that has fresh product. And the whole goal is we get everybody educated in beer that everybody's buying it and rotating it naturally. So it's not necessarily your fault for not buying it. It's the fault of uneducated individuals.
Stupid individuals.
Yeah.
You're all stupid.
In my opinion.
Dumb.
Apparently. You guys could say, yeah, we totally.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
No, stupid individuals.
I'm blaming the individuals.
Yeah. I blame non-stout drinkers.
They're, so There was, I was at CVS.
I am jealous of stout drinkers for that. Don't have to worry about dates.
The salesmith right here could be a year old. I wouldn't care.
Damn it.
I was at CVS and there was.
For all your craft beer needs?
I was actually buying Flonase. I was having a sneezing bout downtown.
Is that
Flonase?
Flonase Indy?
Give me some Flonase, lunch meat, and some Sierra Nevadas.
And there was a gentleman behind me. And they had just one register, and he was like overly loud with his
out of date
gestures.
IPA.
And so, like, he was like, oh, and he had to like set his basket down because he was behind me. And
oh,
like,
yeah, that kind of person that does all their grunting as if nobody's there.
Yeah.
Either they're trying to get attention or they've been living by themselves for so long.
Yeah.
They don't realize that they're making all kinds of noises.
So I casually glance back, and in his basket, and the only thing in his basket were 6 tall cans of Bush.
Yeah.
And I was like,
the date on those bad boys?
And this was like 2 p.m. on a Saturday.
What's the sell-by date on this?
So, I mean, they're obviously.
Fucking Bush cans, asshole. Get out of here.
Obviously, I was holding this guy up.
Do you have the enjoy after?
Me buying my Flonase.
He needed to get home and get to those Bush cans, damn it. I got 6 Bush cans, kid. Get the fuck out of
they're
the line.
Getting warm.
Your stupid Flonase can wait.
And then the following day, Monday.
That's a good lunch meat you got there.
I had went to my local corner store.
I like bologna too.
I went to my local corner store to get some Gatorade just because it was a rough Sunday of drinking. And and
I always need some Gatorade.
The guy in front of me, he was an older gentleman. He was probably early 70s. He had 4 32-ounce bottles of Olympia and 1 20-ounce can of Olympia. And this was 11:23 a.m.
You threw it side by side, dude. Bottle and can side by side of Olympia. He's like, I wonder which one's better.
But here's where I seriously questioned my life. He bought like a Slim Jim or something else like that. And those 5 bottles, his total came up to 11:68.
You're like, I can only get.
And then I looked at myself and I'm like,
1.5 bombers for that.
I've paid that much for a 6-pack. I've paid that much for 1 bottle.
Oh, yeah. That's a bomber.
I'm all, who's worse? I'm all, this guy buying 6 beers at 11 a.m. on a Monday or me for spending so much money on craft beer?
Yeah. The other day I was in line at a gas station and it was in the morning and this guy came up and he had the 3-pack of Bud Light. Tall boys.
They're cellophane.
They're shrink wrapped together.
Oh yeah!
And he was going to Lake. He could not be happier. It was like the happiest man alive. I'm going to Lake, bro. I'm going to Lake today. Like he knew the girls at the Valero. He's like, yeah, I'm going to Lake today. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna have such a great time. Going by myself. Gonna take my boat out. It's gonna be great. And he's just plopped that 3-pack of Bud Light.
Yeah.
The happiest motherfucker alive. And I'm just getting
you there.
Coffee for work. I'm like. Maybe this guy has it figured out with his Bud Light tall boys. Maybe I don't have it figured out. Like, damn it, these happy people and their shitty beer.
I remember back in the day when it was the tail end of selling auto parts for a local shop in town. And for some reason, there was an influx of people would buy beer to get cheaper parts pricing. And it's not like we would like seriously like gouge anybody in the wrong way. We would probably just put them on like an entry level auto shop pricing. So just a minimal discount. But they'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go to the corner store and get you guys something. Would this make a difference? And we're like, okay. And they'd be like, what do you want? And there's a couple of times where I said, oh, I want General Sherman IPA from Tioga Sequoia. And they looked at me blankly. And I was just like, I'll take Newcastle. If you're serious about this, but you know, they get 2 or 3 bucks off their part and they would seriously drop off a 6-pack or 12-pack of beer. It was this strangest thing ever. And you guys are very quiet about this.
we're trying not to tangent you.
Join the story. Yeah. We're trying not to.
Yeah.
This is the one time I want you guys to chip in.
Where are my tangents, bro?
Oh yeah. I was trying to think of what Pabst Blue Ribbon was sponsoring right now.
Are they sponsoring
something? I think it's something to do with the Olympics.
No.
No? Okay.
I don't know.
But it's funny how you can barter with beer. Being at a brewery, it's funny how people will discount things for beer. It is a currency. It's insane.
Liquid gold.
Ah, beer. You're so great.
Ah, beer.
Sometimes your great beer is great. Even though you talk about it every week on a show, sometimes you forget.
So,
well,
I'm done talking.
Aw, man.
For the time being.
All right.
No, nothing negative, but we can move on to something.
Well, how about a little email feedback?
All right.
We've been asking for feedback on the show because a few weeks ago I noticed a big dip in the show stats and basically went out to everyone saying, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Why do you hate us so much? And just kind of been getting all the feedback back for the past few weeks and kind of filtering that out and taking it in. Brian Garrity has been giving us some email feedback. So you can always email us. So you don't have to call us. Email's fine. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. But he was coming on last week saying that's the best discussion he's heard on the podcast in a long time. And, I've got dog issues.
Don't we all?
He's just kind of been, he wanted to relay a story about, he was talking about Tony Baggs kind of talking about being easier to get more, a buyout beer becomes easier to get for people that mm-hmm. in areas that don't get much beer essentially. And he's pointing out that, he'd been going to Breckenridge to ski for 20 years and forever he couldn't, all he could get was Fat Tire. And then
the worst thing in the world,
AB InBev bought Breckenridge, and then all you could find were AB InBev products, Goose Island, Bud Light, and then Fat Tire was gone. So, but then they bought Breckenridge, so then there's more Breckenridge stuff. So it's just,
there's ups and downs to it. Yes, there was Breckenridge, which would be good beer, but like you said, you lose things like Fat Tire to pick up Goose Island and 10 Barrel and Elysian and things. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. I can see that. Any thoughts? Why am I the only one talking today? God damn it.
What's going on here? I missed it. I was reading about Volkswagen. Sorry.
So Breckenridge Brewery gets bought. This guy skis in Breckenridge.
Mm.
He said the only craft choice used to be Fat Tire. Now that Breckenridge is bought out, AB InBev beers are there and influx of Breckenridge beers.
No dog.
So.
Interesting. So it is happening. Mm-hmm. Craft beer is getting pushed out for big beer bought brands.
Yes. In this instance, it proves that it happened.
Interesting. How about that? That's food for thought.
Food for thought.
Beer for thought.
Beer for thought.
You guys are seriously throttling your opinions this week. I don't like it.
We need more beer, I think.
Somebody go get another crowler. Go get that. Okay. Go get the some photo.
Simpatico.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour.
Somebody asked me for that phone number and I had to sing it in my head.
559-492-0542. Oh, that's a new jingle now for it. Now you've messed me up. Louie.
For
our
the
studio dog is
for the auto podcast specialist.
Jacking us up right now.
Jacking who off?
Whoa, easy, man.
Whoa.
We have a lot of voicemails this week, it appears.
That never happens.
Last week's show seemed to
spark a revolution.
Sparked a lot. Oh.
Did it?
Crowler, can you hear it?
Any bush.
I love Joe.
Oh.
All right. Well, yeah, we got to have a new beer while we sit back and listen to this voicemail action. Ooh. That's more nice.
long draw.
I know Mikey's a fan of double IPAs, so I'll give him second pour.
Yes.
Middle pour.
This is from Fieldwork, Berkeley, East Bay, literally, Oakland, California.
Literally from Fieldwork to here.
Simcado.
I think it's Simcoe hops and Eldorado hops. All Simcado.
Right. 8.2. Sorry, no playing the game. It's 8.2.
Oh, I was going to guess 8.2.
You won, Nick.
Wait, I haven't even tried it
you
yet.
You won bottom pour.
You win a free cracker.
Free crackers.
Free crackers.
All right. I'm not sharing with the dog.
Let's get into it, bros.
It's happening. Hey, guys. James. Driving right now. Listening
James to Bakersfield.
Podcast Friday. And I just want to talk a little bit about the Dean Archer rant that happened on this last episode.
Don't talk about them anymore.
Couple things. So, do you want to know why you don't see Dean Archer everywhere? Like you see Elysian and some of these other brands? Because AB InBev distribution hub and their chain activity, it's a lot fucking better than Miller Coors is. It's a lot better. That's why they own the majority of the market. Doesn't have shit to do with Miller Coors leaving Dean Archer alone and make your own thing, bro. And this guy, these companies are all the same. It's just one's better than at what they do. There's no difference in it. There's no, and talking about Dallas Point, and you don't see that everywhere. I've been to multiple recents. Dallas Point is in fucking Vallarta's now, which is a predominantly all Hispanic grocery store. And now you're seeing $14.99 six packs of pineapple and grapefruit sculpin, which the Hispanic community doesn't give a shit about. Anyone that's above the age of 30. And it's all these companies are the same. AB InBev is no different than Miller Coors. They're just bigger and better at what they do. And that is all. There's no difference. They both buy out the same breweries to make it in their own place. AB InBev can make space dust for a lot cheaper than Elysian can. So that's why they make it and put it out wherever. It's just Miller Coors hasn't gotten around, or Miller hasn't gotten around to making St. Archer yet. Constellations is eventually going to make Ballast Point. That's just the way it is. Those two companies are just a lot smaller than AB InBev.
That's just the way
it is. But, God, it's all the same. Not one side is any better than the other. I don't know.
Please tell me you're singing.
I had a rant on that, because sometimes you got to rant on a rant. So anyways, talk to you guys later. Keep up the good work. I'm going to go back and listen to the rest of the podcast. Have a good day. Later.
All right, Jay, Big Game Jane's firing him up.
Man.
He's a little bit industry, so he can kind of, he sees both sides in that quote-unquote war of, you know, oh, you want your product in here, you got to do this, that, or the other thing. So it's an interesting opinion to have.
Hey, guys. James. driving right now, listening to the podcast Friday. And I just want to talk a little bit about the Dean Archer rant
playing the same thing
on this last episode.
That sounds damn like it. The same thing.
Damn it, Mike. Damn it, Mike. What the hell, bro?
That's how angry he was about it. He had to call back.
Brendan, the perfect four, Chew, you've been here, eh? Hey. Just a little...
What's up, Chew?
A little feedback on this last past show, eh? A lot of name-dropping, Holmes. That shit's weird, eh? A lot of geekery going on, Holmes. That was just like way too geeky for me, Holmes. That the buyout beer conversation got a little hot, and you know, so I thought they were gonna start throwing putazos, Holmes, like throwing down. This
they weren't crazy. Friends, they would have.
Tony Bags was walking out. Eh? Damn, you know, I think my opinion, Holmes, is like, I don't know, man. It's like, is it too much beer knowledge, Holmes? It's weird, you know? I don't know. It's like,
It's a double-edged sword.
I don't know, Holmes. It's like... honestly, Holmes, I'm at a lost words, Holmes. That shit was just, like, weird. It's like, what happened to my show, man? Where's the funny parts and where's the tangent? And the tangents on this episode were kind of weird, man, but I don't know. I think just knowing too much about beer is, like, overdoing it, I guess. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Was it my cup of tea, Holmes? Fuck. Thank God we had voicemails. That shit made it. That shit brought it back. Nick, thank you for bringing up the voicemail thing, Holmes. That shit was fucking hilarious. It felt weird. It kind of felt like when mommy and daddy fight. You know what I mean? Orale, Holmes. I mean, I wanted to give you, like, real good feedback, but I'm lost for words, man. You know, next time, Holmes, I guess don't have two, like, real good beer geeks, I guess. I don't know. Orale. Tony Bags, good job. That's it. Just... You should have walked out. I said, I would have made the show, like, fucking funny, Holmes. Anyway, peace out.
I didn't want him to do that. Like, he would have, he was going to. And, yeah. Tyler didn't know this because he wasn't really listening to the show, but, like, all the stuff Tyler had been saying, like, I've been, in my own way, been saying during this whole buyout stuff. So I was just like, in my head with Tyler. And Tyler was kind of like, is nobody backing me up? Like, because we weren't really backing up. We're just letting them talk. But I could tell Tony Bags, who's, longtime friend of the show, was, he was upset about it.
Mm-hmm. And he was feeling it.
Even though they're good friends, it was a very much like brother or cousin kind of like, squabbling. It wasn't like two like dudes that didn't know each other like, oh, fuck you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It was, it was very much, Tony Bags legitimately wanted, like, was getting, you couldn't see, but was getting up from the table like, I can't deal with this anymore. So I was like, even though in my head as a podcast, I'm like, oh, we've got to keep, juicing this for, because this is awesome stuff. But I'm like, I cannot, I was just too uncomfortable seeing Tony mm-hmm. not happy. So I'm like, I had to like pull it back a little bit, even though, Chu was not liking that at all. I thought it was interesting, really interesting to listen to, but, I think we'll have some more feedback on it, but it is a very polarizing episode where, like, some people are like,
we've never got that deep on a subject.
No, some people are like, you didn't let it go far enough. Mm-hmm. you had room to, like, let it really, you stopped it before it got, and were complaining about that. And other people like Chew are just like, dude, this is too heavy for the perfect pour. So,
that's what I was feeling.
That's what you were feeling, like it was too heavy.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to step on Tony Bags.
Mm-hmm.
It was the combination of 20 minutes of Tyler and then another 15 of Tony. It's like, oh my God.
Really? The perfect four to you be here, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just a little.
Yeah, I'm messing up on voice.
Playing the same voicemails twice.
It's
play the same song.
Play the same song.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jeff from Jersey.
Whoa.
I haven't called in for a couple episodes, but
what's up?
Just want to let you guys know that I want to send you guys some beer. I'm gonna send you this fucking amazing Goza from a brewery out in Queens, New York. Brewery name is Finback Brewing. Solid beer. So fucking good. So this beer is called I Feel the Universe.
I feel the universe.
It's a little weird. Whatever. But it is a passion fruit Goza Sour Ale, and I fucking love passion fruit like a motherfucker. Mm. So this shit is dope. And I'm also going to send you, I think it's called Southern Migration from the same brewery, Finback. I think you're going to enjoy this. It's a New England style IPA, same brewery, from Queens. So
Mikey's going to love it.
Brewed with guava. Yes. And it's a collabo, actually, with Civil Society, and I think they're out of Florida. Dude, it is ridiculous. So I'm really excited for you guys to try those out. Never really mailed beers out, and I'm going to try.
You're going to get arrested,
man. I hope they arrive to you guys fairly well. And you guys enjoy these on the podcast.
Look them out. Look out
again, man, I love your podcast.
They're coming your way.
Listen to it on the way to work in the morning, which is awesome, but also kind of sucks because I just want to drink beer by the time I go to work.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys are going to enjoy this. This is pretty bad. I'm also going to send same cans over to ST Beer Talk.
Oh.
I know Brian loves fucking Gozas, so he's gonna enjoy that shit too. But yeah, man, I'm stoked. I'm going to San Diego August 18th. So I'm stoked, and I hopefully don't come back. I love it over there. And going for the Stone Anniversary festival, which should be pretty cool. Fun fact, doing Airbnb, so like the dudes that I'm staying with, they own a brewery.
What?
So that's gonna be fun.
Whoa.
But yeah, guys, man,
pro
guys,
tip, Mikey.
Stay
Airbnb
cool.
With peace. The brewery owners.
Peace.
Wow. How did he, I wonder if he found that or if it's just luck. Like you get an Airbnb in San Diego, it just happens. It's always just somebody in the beer industry's house.
Either that or everybody's a brewer in San Diego.
Just like Hollywood, everybody's in the film
industry.
I'm
head brewer of Mr. Beer Brewery.
I work in beer. Basically, he means nobody will be home.
Yes.
That's probably perfect. Why they Airbnb.
That's why it's an Airbnb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we have this house. I don't really use it because I'm at the brewery.
By the way, can you feed our dog?
Yeah. Could you water the plants and feed our dog while you're sitting there? Oh, that's cool.
I'm head brewer at Mr. Beer Kit Brewing.
I'm going to miss him by a week because I am announcing that I will be in San Diego for Festival of Dankness.
Damn.
Modern Times Festival of Dankness.
What? How did you swing that? Bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow. I bought a ticket.
If only you liked Modern Times, Mikey.
I spent $50. I know. It sucks. If I only liked all the brewers in San Diego that make danky beer.
Yeah.
Damn.
I do recommend the Gas Lamp Hotel if you are looking for a hotel stay.
Oh, no. I have house.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I have an Airbnb that doesn't cost me anything.
You're also going to Airbnb.
Air biscuit.
Yeah. Luckily, one of my best friends lived there, so.
You're all, hey!
No, he was the one
crash
that,
on yourself.
He was the one that instigated it, so.
So, wait, you have a friend and you're going
Derek,
to?
Friend Derek, and then Aaron's going to be there, too.
He's just bragging now.
Yeah. I have a friend.
Are all of you going to said Festival of Dankness?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I haven't applied for a...
So you don't even need us anymore.
I haven't applied for a media pass yet. Because there's there's an $80 VIP and then $50 the normal festival pass. I got the $50 because the VIP is already gone.
Oh, shit.
So I'm hoping maybe a little meat, as much as we've... Freaking talked about Modern Times on the show. Maybe I could get a media pass for their festival. You think?
I just ordered some new Modern Times socks. Does that make me cool?
Yeah, come on. Between the three of us, we spent so much money on Modern Times. We talked about Modern Times every episode.
Yeah,
Modern Times, Modern Times, Modern Times.
We've probably paid for a couple of pieces of copper piping at their brewery.
Yeah,
now.
Sorry that equipment's partially owned by us. So I'm hoping that can be leveraged into at least a few VIP passes, but who knows? Doesn't matter. I'm still going. But yeah, San Diego friends, Festival of Dankness, San Diego listener, San Diego beer friends, Festival of Dankness.
You should talk to Randy and make him talk to Craig and see if they could pull any strings for you then.
Oh.
Go
what
the
about
industry
beer Jesus?
Free hot wings.
Hey. What's wrong with free hot wings?
Like, okay, podcaster, we'll give you some free hot wings. Yes. Deal.
Here's a coaster.
They're free anyway. When did these hot wings begin happening? When can I count on said hot wings to start?
You come with a bib. Instead of a lobster, it's got a hot wing on it.
It's got I'm at the Intercept Festival. I'm like, I was promised hot wings. Is that on your the list there?
I know you got all these great beers
from that perfect pour. Is there hot wings next to that?
Yeah, asterisk. Hot wings.
Is there some sort of hot wings wristband?
How come there's no like craft hot wing and beer bar?
Because you haven't invented it yet.
I mean,
we haven't had the whatever it costs to
open
up a restaurant.
Every place that specializes in hot wings in town is like pretty much it's a ball of salt coated with some chicken and sauce.
Richie 509 is good friends with one of the hot wing chain owners here in town, so he needs to talk to them about that.
What is a hot wing chain?
Well, there's like two. He has two or three. They're in Clovis. And,
is it Wingstop?
Yeah, Wingstop. Oh, Wingstop. He has like a couple Wingstops.
Okay.
Let me talk to a Wingstop.
Not the craft beer headquarters. I wonder how much Buffalo Wild Wings.
If you can, as a franchise owner, how much leeway do you get beer buying?
I know. I think Buffalo's is pretty. Like they're like most chains were like Red Robin and stuff like
six
that.
Six different it's
like,
Sculpins on
but
tap.
No, Buffalo Wild Wings is like seven Sam Adams and Bud Light.
I think you know that's just like industry standard. It's like what can we get across the country to you know standardize our beer menu?
Bastards, just like Red Robin, man. When am I gonna get my good stuff from the Red Robin?
Mm-hmm. Oh, now you have a lesion.
Yeah, you got a lesion. Of course you do now. No, I don't give a fuck. You dicks. Voicemails. I'm enjoying this.
Hey, guys. It's Libertine Tyler. Just wanted to call and say thanks for having me on the show last week or whenever this is going to be aired, if it is.
It was last week.
Had a blast. And I've actually been like binge listening now to episodes.
Uh-oh.
Yay.
Really taking it. Glad I now know who you guys are. Glad I was able to be a guest on there and keep up the good work.
He's in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys rock. And Bags still needs to stop being on the big beer bandwagon. Boo, Bags. Just kidding. All right, thanks, guys.
Yes, you got it.
Got a jab in on the voicemail.
Cool. I'm glad he listens. I'm glad he picked up the tagline. And
hey. Much respect to Tyler. Most of our guests that are like kind of brought in like you should be on this show. I should. Okay, I'll be on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come on the show and then they're like I don't know what you know. A year later, somebody's like, remember you're on the Perfect Bar? Like I don't know what you're talking about. What are you saying? Mm-hmm. It's very rare that our guests like actually start listening to it afterwards. So thank you, Tyler. And Tyler was. The most generous of the brewers we've had on the show, the most generous. So mm-hmm. I want that to be noted.
Mm-hmm. He wants his beer out there and appreciated. Yeah.
And
these
Libertine beers are not cheap. And he gave us a lot. I mean, to sample and whatever, to have fun with whatever you want to call it, whatever the legal term is for how we have Libertine beers in our fridge. That's what happened.
Sponsored.
It's one of the cooler things that have happened on the show, and having Tyler, I want to be Tyler. Can I be Tyler? He surfs and brews beer
on
the Central Coast.
Fresh ocean water.
Has four locations in the Central Coast, been around for 4 years.
Uses ocean water from surfing to brew in his beer. You got the life, Tyler, and I want it. How do I do this?
Yeah. Yeah, no, oceanfront property in Morrow. That's pretty much a thing that's on the bucket list.
He gets to play records, guys. Yeah. I remember
the dream.
The brothers coming back going like, oh, I think Nick, you were talking to Matt, and they're like, oh, you can play records there. He plays records there. And Matt's like, what? Like really? Like, no, yeah, he plays records. Like, bring records. And you can, like, play a record you wanted to play. It, like, you could tell him, like, hey, put on a record and he'll play. And Matt's like, oh, what the fuck? That's basically the exact that, conversation yeah, at the end.
Exact transcript.
The last time we were there,
there's no paraphrasing in that.
What was the record? The guy was thumbing through records and he totally did a label. He looked at the cover and what was it? Vanilla Fudge? Was it? It was the cover band Vanilla and Fudge. The brother. He knew it specific. He didn't. I don't know if you knew the album, but he said they always start the album with a Beatles cover, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty interesting. He's like, I don't know. This looks interesting. We'll put it on. And sure as shit, there was a Beatles cover and then they went into some different stuff.
Yeah, it's very psychedelic 60s rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Well, since Tyler was just there calling us, Paul in Fairfax has a song submission he would like to submit to Tyler to get a gig at the Libertine at some point.
Mm.
Libertine has a beer called Soccer Mom. We had it last week.
Oh, no.
Amazing beer.
Are you saying he cranked one out?
He has repurposed an old song. And he was admittedly, like he said, he did have this kind of already, but he's repurposing it as
he had it as a B-side,
as a tryout for the Libertine to get a gig at the Libertine. So here's a new one, Paul and Fairfax, called Soccer Mom.
Soccer Mom, where will you go when your car is empty and slow? What do you think? What do you know? Do you still care? Soccer Mom, what do you dream? There was a man who made your life serene so long ago. But the years flew by, you lost his number. He did not live quite enough to raise a house and family. But you found one to set you free. Raise a roof and grow the tree. Ignore the big old void that is your heart. Soccer Mom, where will you go when your SUV's empty and slow? The kids are gone. Where will you go? You're all alone.
Soccer Mom from Paul.
Soccer Mom.
That was fucking amazing.
Wow. I don't know about amazing.
He's doing precog songs now. Like, he's
damn
sensing
good.
What song needs to be made before they're even the references are made. And now he's just making them.
He must have cranked that out because I hit him up last week and I'm all, hey, we're going to Berkeley. We'll be there Thursday, Friday. And he said he was still getting back into town.
Mm-hmm.
So it means he must have cranked
that road song.
He must have cranked it out over the weekend.
I think he had that on his repertoire already. Is what?
Well, I mean the music, but I mean to just throw down some lyrics and polish it and send it off. That's some serious shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I'm thinking that Paul can play in Libertine here. I'm thinking Tyler can.
Libertine has their own fucking song. They made a beer while a band was playing, but I doubt that they have
a song, vinyl release,
a song that with the same name as their beer.
But do they have a song about their beer? Well, now they do, thanks to Paul.
There you go.
Paul's sign says we'll work for Hot Wheels.
That's Paul being straight. Paul the artist, like that's not some goofy perfect pour shit.
No, that was Paul, real Paul.
Real Paul, right there.
Americana.
Wants to pull into town with his van again and his guitar.
Does Paul have a van again?
He actually does.
Ah, no wonder.
What? He does?
Yeah.
He's so... Paul, you're so old, Marin.
He smelled a Volkswagen.
All right. Well, we can't have a show without something new from Paul, so... we're still in voicemails.
Made me a little bit happy to hear that song.
Hey, guys. I ain't driving.
Whoa. Scotty B.
That's like the third voicemail in a row I haven't been driving. Next one I'll be driving, promise.
All right.
Anyway, this voicemail is to say how wonderful it was to hear Tony Bags on the show. I can listen to that man talk forever. You know, when I was at his house for that bottle share in June, he told me a tale of a tap room experience he had, a local one. I'm not going to say any more, but you're going to have to hear from him. It was epic.
There's not many of those around.
Anyway.
Could narrow it down pretty quick.
Tony Baggs, anytime you're in town.
Yeah, fire.
You want to hang out? I'll buy you a beer. Just let me know. And as for you guys,
what
perfect four guys, you're going to have an imperial hoppy Mexican lager coming your way. It doesn't taste like a lager at all. Yes, it's brewed with Mexican lager yeast.
My favorite lagers are the ones like that don't taste like lagers.
It's very hoppy.
So, not lagers.
Yeah. And it's got a lot of alcohol. Unfortunately, I don't know how much, though. We didn't take a starting gravity.
And they were drinking.
10 to 12%, that's my estimate. I don't think it's going to be much more than 12, but it's definitely no less than 10. So that's going to be coming your way before your next show. I'll get that over to Matt. And besides that, I just want to say, keep up the great work. I'm not driving.
Guys.
He keeps it with the great, keep up the great work. Keeping it old school.
He always is the great. Yeah.
The only thing gooder than gooder is great.
Greater.
I don't know what that's from, but I like it.
Keep up the great work.
Keep up the great work. Keep up the great work, guys. Thank you, Scotty B. I enjoyed that. This is just like we're like a relaxed. We're coming down from the past couple weeks.
Ooh, yeah.
Of just giant guests like behemoth shows,
and we have too much beer.
And you can tell we're mellowing out the show.
And we're hello, just guys. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. We can hear you.
I know. No longer with Carl Strauss.
What?
He dropped this bomb the other day.
Kelly's not with Carl Strauss.
Fun time while it lasted, but kind of wanted something different. So I just started working for a new local distributor out here called Guardian.
Never heard of it.
And they're kind of more of a boutique distributor that does a lot of craft beer. But they have a license to eventually pick up wine and spirits, too. So I'm really excited because I'm going to learn a lot more about wine and spirits, and it's just going to be fun, as Scotty likes to say. Fun. Yeah, so things are cool, and I'm actually working in a different area of L.A. now. It's a lot of the beach communities from about Santa Monica to Long Beach.
Never heard of it.
So, within the next couple of years, guys,
that's the best section.
I'm going to be pretty much the best tour guide around because I know everything from downtown, Pasadena, Highland Park, Silver Lake.
What about Fontana?
I'm there for you.
Fontana.
All right. Well, have a great podcast, guys. Hopefully it doesn't get too awkward. Talk to you guys soon. Bye. Right.
Thanks, Kelly. Well, no longer at Carl Strauss. She's going to have to name all the beers her distributor has.
Yeah, we'll judge it.
Yeah, we need to judge this.
Yes.
Judge this move. I need to know what beers you have. I don't care about the wine and spirits. Or like I said earlier, that's just... those are ridiculous
alcohols. It'll be interesting. I mean, I see the beer distribution from an outside perspective, and I've seen very corporate to very boutique, like she's talking about. But, and it could be just as cool, but I really like being working for a brewery. But
yeah, it's
more of an insider, but it's still an outside perspective. I've never actually worked for a distributor, which could be cooler. I don't know.
I guess it would depend on your boss, the owner of the distribution, how cool that person is. I don't know. We'll see. I want to see what Kelly's got in the inner track.
The arsenal.
Hey, Perfect Four.
Inner chest.
Buffalo, a.k.a. Stu's dad, a.k.a. XL Pedro.
Yeah, XL Pedro.
Hey, last week talking about Ballast Point and buyout beer and everything. The departure of their leadership structure kind of had me bummed, so I went down to my cellar, grabbed my last Ballast Point beer out of my cellar. Happened to be a 2013 Victory at Sea Coffee Vanilla Imperial Porter. damn, what a good beer. Shame it's probably my last BP beer.
Oh, well, wow.
There's plenty more fish out there in the sea.
Yep.
You guys mentioned Tennessee a couple times fish? Recently. Back there in December. Nice. They got a really good beer scene going on. If you guys ever are passing through that region, check it out. In Nashville, check out Black Abbey. Also, Smith & Lentz is looking pretty promising. Check it out. Also, Nashville Hot Chicken. Way better than any Buffalo Hot Wings I've ever had.
Oh,
check it out. Eat it.
You know? Knew we were talking about wings.
One final thought. How do you raisins versus cravings.
Yeah.
Want to mention something I haven't heard yet?
Uh-oh.
How about the golden raisin? Huh? Golden raisin. Something different. Also,
is that a California treat?
Like a nice Belgian golden ale when you're brewing it up.
Yeah.
It's a nice flavor. Yeah. Scotty B, how about it? I'm out.
I like Scotty B. Scotty B gets challenged to make a beer.
Hit the right button.
Golden challenged reason. To make a beer and fucking mic dropped.
Yeah.
I'm out. Boom.
I don't think I've had the golden raisins. I don't think I've had
You're
those.
A raisin connoisseur.
I know. What the hell? Well, I just like straight raisins.
I forgot those existed, but they do.
Yeah,
they
exist. I've seen them. I don't know that I've had them. Nick, do you have experience in golden raisins? Nope, you don't.
No. I'm going to say white grape juice is the closest I've come.
Yeah, Welch's white grape juice.
I've eaten green or white grapes, whatever you want to call them.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hmm. So next time I'm at Save Mart, yep. I'll see if
the
they have a
The search is on. And then you need to somehow smuggle them into... to Popolo's and put them on yourself to see if they are solid bar worthy.
I'm going to have a Ziploc bag of raisins.
That was an experience for me. Was we had the brother's birthday at Popolo's, and they're just like, oh, you really do come here a lot. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of know all the staff. I get it. But they were extra like, all of the staff was like very interactive with me while I was sitting with my family. And I'm all, thanks, guys. If any time you really want to be talkative to me, it's today.
Yeah.
Thanks.
When you come back by yourself, they'll be like, ignore you.
Yeah.
But when you're with the family in the big group, they're like,
yeah.
So.
Hi,
so,
Matt.
So you're going to get the same thing today?
That's always drunk here. Coming here getting drunk. Yeah.
He just sat down at the table and they brought out his order. Nobody had ordered yet, but they just brought him.
That's cool. That's cred.
Well, we know you're getting salad bar.
Thanks. I like that.
I love those guys. They're awesome.
Yeah. I think I might have a story in my Bincot that sort of like that, but not.
I somehow need that.
Oh, by the way, you're a jerk.
What did I do? Uh-oh.
So another popular story.
Oh, and I didn't mention that Bells.
You didn't tell me Bells was there.
Wait, I was at Popolo's recently.
With an out-of-town friend.
Was this in between? No, like, Bells gave me shit about that. Like, no, but Bell's had not been. No, in my defense, so we're at Popolo's with the big group. I was at Popolo's with the big group.
Well, producer Becky saw me first.
Producer Becky was there. Yeah. Producer Becky came over the table and was like, oh, Matt's here. I was like, oh, of course he is. I was like, yeah. And?
And this guy came up and he was like, there was the whole bar open. He was standing next to me and I'm like, who's this motherfucker in my personal bubble right now? Oh, hey, Mikey.
And I talked to Matt and I went back and my friend Aaron and his family was in town and, and we had come in the beer garden the night before. So, but I, for some reason, just didn't even forgot about that. And I was just like, oh, some friends from out of town. It's like the same people that Matt already met before. Yeah. I didn't put that together. But Bells had not gotten there yet. Bells is notoriously late for everything. And he had not gotten there yet when I talked to you. But then he got there when I got back to the table. So then I just forgot about that Matt was over there because Matt's always fucking over there. And then later on, Bells was like, dude, you didn't even tell Matt I was there. I was like, I don't know, man. He's like, what? Like, you're weird, dude. Why did you not say? Like, Bells is serious. He's like, why would you not tell him that I'm not that, like, why would you not? Why would you say that some people from out of town are over there and not say that I'm over there? And I'm like, I don't know, dude. I'm not a normal person, Bell. I don't know how to communicate well with other people. I can only talk in a podcast. And once the podcast mics are off, I'm like completely useless. So I don't know. It's like, all right, man. I just thought it was weird. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
It was like we were all leaving. And, like, you had already left, and it was your buddy Aaron outside, and they were talking with Bells and his wife. And I was like, walking, he's all, hey, man, how's it going? And I was like, what? Bells, you're here? And he's all, yeah. He's all, I didn't know you were here. And I was, I'm all, yeah. I'm all, Mikey came up to me, and he said he was here with some out-of-town friends. And I'm all, and they're all, yeah, we were at the garden last night. And Bells is like, what the hell? He's like, yeah, I wanted to talk to you, or, you know. You know, he was being super cheersy, Bells, and I was just like, well, how much beer have you had? You're being very nice to me. You should probably call me an asshole or something. But
cheersy.
No, Bells is, he's one of those, he's very pleasant off mic. He just turns on the Bells character.
Yeah. I've always
saves it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, he saves it for me.
This is his outlet for anger.
Yeah.
But no, exactly. It was cool to see him and run into him, and we got to catch up and talk about things, and real quick, but same thing. I was just like, dude, I had no idea you were sitting just behind the partition of me. Otherwise, I would have said hello to you, you know, dude.
I wasn't
trying to snub him or anything, you know.
Did not think of that. I had a 7-year-old.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Kicking ass in the arcade, so I was distracted.
Is that the new thing? You reach to the pocket and handed out quarters and said, here, go have fun.
Quarters.
Go to the arcade room.
Getting the quarters. Bang for the buck.
I keep a roll of quarters in my pocket just in case, so I can be cool dad.
In case accidental arcade.
Yep. Like, dad, guys, of course, you sure can.
Yeah.
I'm pretty cool, way cooler than your mom, huh? Yeah, you are, dad. Thanks.
Getting a t-shirt and a mug this year.
Yep. I'm getting more world's coolest dad.
T-shirt.
Hey, mug. Perfect Four Podcast. Montana Jim here.
Hey.
I'm calling to claim credit for something.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to claim credit for all of this Dallas Point hating going on from 2 weeks ago.
I hated it way before you.
Week and,
hated it first.
And
hated
this it week, first. Danny first over there at Full Pine, he's doing a 9-month first review on how Dallas Point got all fucked up in the last 9 months. And then in celebration of IPA Day, yesterday, Thursday.
Yeah, that was a great day.
Let's talk about all this garbage that Dallas Point's putting out. How about the mango sculpting and coffee sculpting and passion fruit grenier and
cantaloupe
big eye and peach even keel? Good Lord, what's going on with all this fruit? Keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Fruit bombs.
Speaking
of fruit bombs.
well, Tyler was saying, all these variants, it gives an excuse to take up shelf space.
Yeah. Give me the shelf space, guys.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Paul, from Fairbanks.
Yeah, I just want to say that was a great, great episode with the Libertine guys, and I'm a big fan of Morro Bay. I go up there, well, now that I'm back in California, I go up there quite often, so I will be again, and I'll be checking it out, great episode. Really enjoyed the intensity there with the Tyler from Morro Bay, so I appreciate it, and hey, go fuck yourself.
That's not keep up one. The good work.
It's like the same thing, right?
Go fuck yourself, guys. I don't know who that was. Who was that?
I don't recognize the voice.
Wait, was that Florida Steve?
No.
I'm always going to give him credit now for not giving him credit the one time.
What do we?
Maybe it's like our friend Bruce. We have an old mechanic friend named Bruce, of all things. But if he doesn't start the sentence with, hey, asshole, he probably doesn't like you. So if he told us to go fuck ourselves, maybe he really likes us.
Gonna take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, new beer. Going around.
What do we have here, brother?
Oh, busted out my big glass.
Oh, okay. That really?
Yeah.
10.6% grapefruit farmhouse from Pine and Palm. I totally understood that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Was this made in a farmhouse?
Fresno Brewery.
It was made in a farmhouse.
2005 Fresno Brewer Pine and Palm Grapefruit Farmhouse.
It was brewed on reclaimed wood.
7.6.
Straight.
Whoa, man, what is that?
Straight out of the brewery.
That aroma, there's...
That aroma?
There's something super familiar, but I've never smelled in a beer before.
Mmm. So yeah, this is freshly Whoa. Brewed.
Intense.
Freshly brewed and crushable crowler from Pine and Palm.
Crushing.
It's 7.6. That's potent.
Yeah,
that's
crushable, bro. He said, oops, it's a little bit more of an IPA than a farmhouse, but...
I like that. I like my farmhouses. Farmhouse, everything, every beer style,
should be when they hop it's an IPA.
Hop the fuck out of it.
Okay, Jeremy Warren.
But actually,
Jeremy Warren, have you tried this beer with more hops? Actually, it's triple hop, Jeremy. Yeah, have you tried it with more hops? Is what I'm trying to tell you.
Kid you not? He picked the first beer he tried was our Half Dome California Wheat at Tioga, and he's like, "So it'll be really good." He's like, "If you hop the fuck out of this,
it's a wheat beer, Jeremy." Yeah,
I know what I said.
pretty much John Stewart's character from Half Baked, right?
Yes. What?
Have you tried it on hops? So this is actually fresh grapefruit.
Mm. You use zest or
zest and juice.
The studio dog Louie is really
being
losing his crap over crackers.
I ate a cracker, sorry.
Yeah, dude. Come on, man. We're still in voicemails.
Dogtown, eh? What are they? Dogtown.
Oh, shit. Dorktown. No, forget that. You didn't hear that.
You did not hear anything.
Chew Beer is calling Dorktown. Listen to the next Dorktown, new episode next week, and you hear Chew Beer calling Dorktown.
Yes.
Hey, guys. It's Paul here.
Paul. Hey, Paul.
I got to say, that was some real raw shit on last week's show, man. Talk about two super knowledgeable, super passionate dudes. Getting super fired up and just going at it. Man, that was pretty fucking awesome. Mm. I learned a hell of a lot just listening. Coincidentally, I was in slow at the end of my epic beer trip. And,
oh, wow.
When just driving by and saw Libertine, and I was like,
yes.
Squealed out and got in the parking lot to go see if they... let kids in, but alas, no kids allowed. And at that point, I had my son with me, so I didn't get to go in. But I did end up going to one of those pour-your-own-beer places. And
Blast 825.
Yeah, I think I had the same attitude as everybody else. I mean, it was interesting. I'm glad I tried it. I think I would rather just go to a place and have a bartender pour my beer for me, though.
Especially if she's hot.
Yeah.
So, hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I have a suggestion for upping listenership, and it is perfect pour neck tattoos. I'm going in to get mine today.
Yes.
Awesome.
You know, just creeping up the perfect pour logo, creeping up toward my ear with gang lettering on it. And I'm urging all perfect pour listeners to go out and get a perfect pour neck tattoo.
Don't listen to Paul. That was it.
That's
it.
That's
enough of that.
That's it.
I think the golden goblet should be the neck tattoo.
The golden goblet should be the... Yeah? I agree.
Sorry, guys. One more thing here.
Oh, okay.
Scotty B, garage door, that blue cheese IPA is fucking brilliant. I got to get my hands on a bottle of that. Already.
It's going to be and the I next Chuckle Tassel.
I assure you. There is a song on the way for that one.
Oh!
The beer doesn't even exist yet. And
yes!
Paul's already got one in the chamber.
Paul is...
Is this like the... Paul is they made a movie for us. Is Paul going to make the movie and now we have to write the book?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They made a book out of that one.
Paul is the showrunner on HBO. Running the show and we're the book writers. Like, oh wait, could you guys stop making the show?
Yeah, quit write a book.
I'm trying to write a book here.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
I can.
I'm driving.
I think I know what this one's about. I think I got warned about this voice.
Uh-oh.
That's it, Max. Two minutes.
Hey, I had an idea or a show suggestion. That's what it is.
I love it.
A show suggestion.
I hate it. No.
About a guest that you might want to have.
Oh, yeah, I was told
Matt
about this.
No,
I don't like it.
You should look him up. He's a homebrewer that is wanting or working. He's developing. He's on his way. He's doing stuff. He's going to be a pro brewer. Bought Brewing. That's
what?
Who you should have
Vaunt
on your
Brewing.
Show. Vaunt? I don't know how his schedule might conflict with your recording hours. I don't know, but it's a show suggestion. You should run with it. Yeah. Matt Vaught from Vaught Brewing. That's my show suggestion. Well, anyway, also,
show
I'm on my way
suggestion.
To drop off the bottle of Hoppy Mexican Lager IPA. Yeah, that's what it is. It's an Imperial one, yeah.
Say the
That's
name.
It. So, okay,
I'm not gonna
enjoy
say
it. And one more thing, guys. Can you guess what I'm about to say? Can you guess? Keep up great work, and I'm driving.
Yay.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
It's gotta be.
He did predict he'd be driving in the next voicemail.
He did. He did it.
Damn it. I had come up a good name. I had came up with a good name for the Hoppy Mexican Lager, but I've already forgotten it. It was good. I laughed in my car on the way home.
That's what your note app is for on your phone. Or
I should have told Siri to take a note for me, and I didn't.
Siri, write this down. That is a wonderful note, Matt. Thanks, Siri.
Oh, no. It was a... So there's Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like Not Your Homeboy's Mexican Lager or something like that. Or
Not Your Homeboy's Lager.
or there could be another term, that Mexican term for it, but yes.
Nacho Homeboy.
Not your homeboy's lager essay or something.
What are they? The perfect board. Oh, hey, buddy, to you be here.
What about the last voicemail this week?
Let me see, Holmes. Caught drinking essay. Huh? A lot of fucking beer from upstate, Holmes, like from New York and shit, Holmes.
Oh, okay. What?
I got my
the other East Coast,
my NorCal
craft beer club shipment in essay. I forgot the name of the fucking companies, Holmes. I know one was a Steamboat IPA. That shit was cloudy as fuck, Holmes. It looked like a orange
you get
shake.
One of those companies
like that,
to give us.
And then another one was from Magnolia Brewing Company or some shit like that. It was the name of the beer was called Hop some shit. Fuck. Hop. Fuck it, Holmes. You know when you invite someone to your house and you act nice to them and shit. And you're like a nice host and shit, uh-huh. And they're a guest.
Yep.
Hospitality, Holmes.
Yeah! Hospitality.
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 That shit was amazing, Holmes. They sent me 3 bottles. I might send you one so you can fucking try that, Holmes. That was a good-ass fucking IPA. It's like a southern fucking IPA anyways. And there's 2 other that I haven't had yet. One's a stout. It's like a sweet potato stout. That shit sounds pretty fucking good. Kind of like Paul and Fairfax was talking about. They say about the put the pumpkin and leave the fucking spices out. I think that's what they're talking about. They say another thing. I just received a little shipment, Holmes, a little box. I said with some fucking Mighty Quinn, Holmes. Thank
Ooh,
you,
yes.
Scotty B. And there's also
Good
a
job,
bottle
Scotty
with a
B.
fucking like a ghetto ass label, Holmes. That says Border Hopper. It says so. What are you? I'm gonna drink this shit tomorrow, for. Hop, what is it, fucking
IPA.
Anniversary, whatever.
Yesterday, Orale, IPA don't Day matter. Was yesterday.
I want to say thank you to everybody out there. Orale, Holmes. Peace out, eh? Este guacho.
Eggs and waffles.
Eggs and waffles. All right, that was voicemails, guys. Thank you, everybody, for calling and giving
feedback.
Us feedback and content for the show.
Feedback is
highly appreciated.
She called me up. And left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Nick's got that Yeah, Oak Ridge boy.
We need to get down there.
You could be in the Oak Ridge boys,
Nick. All right. I have a future.
He's the low octave of the quartet.
Wait, what's an Oak Ridge boy song, real quick?
I don't know.
Damn it.
Fire in the Mountain.
It's funny because it's a good guess, but it's probably not at all a song, but it's damn close. Oh, Pine and Palm Farmhouse, bro.
Is good.
I like it. Grapefruit Farmhouse.
Yeah, there you go.
It's growing on me.
It's grapey growing. Fruity.
It's definitely more IPA.
It's growing. Well, we're switching up segments here. You know, look out, man. It's all part of our getting feedback. Oh, whoa, what's happening? All right. This is Look It Up For. Hey, guys, you looking out for a beer? We'll look out for it, too. It's
way too quick.
Look It Up For.
Elmira. Elmira.
That's Oak Ridge voice.
You said Oak Ridge voice.
I thought you were trying to get a new music for Look It Up For.
We have it.
Giddy up. No, that's what you do. And that song, you do giddy up. Boom, boom, boom,
that's my part.
Mow, mow. That's your part.
These are the top Oak Ridge Boys songs.
See, you can tell I'm the oldest one here because I know.
I think the sunburns these, are out. I think I this should be our intro songs. Song. Say, move over, sunburns.
In the 70s, I grew up with.
Is this the cousin of Elvis right here?
Oak Ridge Boys and Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton were
Kenny Rogers. Funny.
Kenny Rogers. Hi, I'm Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
This Kenny is Rogers. Jackass.
Got to know when to hold.
You do, actually.
Know when to fold. I think.
Yeah. Yes, Nick.
Yes. I was going to say, I'm on the highway to the danger zone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got to say.
That's Loggins, bro.
No. Wrong Kenny. Darn it.
No, that was Michael McDonald. Sorry.
Some beers to look out for. Bell's Brewing has a beer called Poolside Ale.
That's where I want to be.
I like things on the poolside.
Do you?
If you follow me on Smart Chat. I'm all about putting things from the pool.
Snapchat or Smart Chat?
Smart Chat.
You started
Snapchat.
A new one.
I started a new one. It's called Smart Chat. It's for cool people that are smart and still like and social
also
media.
And also got kicked off of Snapchat.
They got kicked off of Snapchat for showing their dick too many times. All right. You got a 5 dick limit here in Snapchat. You did 6 dick pics.
On a warm summer's eve.
Wow, that's Kenny.
On a train bound for nowhere.
All right.
As you were. All right. Anyway, look it out for him. So we
took some chicken wings.
Sierra Nevada. Optimum. The Optimum 2016 is out there. It's been out there. The full 4-pack. Have you guys noticed this?
No.
Optimum. The new 2016 Optimum is out there. And all your good Bedmo stores now.
Yeah, if you can find the damn thing.
Yeah.
Is it an ale or is it an IPA?
The Bedmo is a fuck. You said it before. The Bedmo is a fucking mess right now. Oh. The Fresno Bedmo is a mess.
Cluster.
Clusterfuck is right.
Yeah.
It is. You can't. Like you said, they put it. Tried to put it together style wise, and it is just a jumble fuck.
Yeah.
And
I've seen cleaner destruction derbies.
Yeah. I don't know if this is company wide with Bevmo, but they need to do a reset.
So I can't find the photo right now. If somebody could find the photo of Ron Swanson, and then there's the guy in the Bevmo jacket saying, "I know more than you."
Yeah.
If somebody could please tweet that to us, I have lost the photo and I need to re-find it. Please, just throwing it out there.
I know more than you. Yeah, I didn't. I do not pay any attention to any Bevmo employee at all.
No. When I go to the tequila section, I'll call you.
Yeah. When I check out, I'll call you. Like I need to pay for this. You know how to work the register, right? Okay. Let me out of here.
The last time I was there, I bought a Modern Times Proto Cosmos, and the girl's like, "Oh, are you looking for anything?" And I'm just going for this one that says new beer. Proto Cosmos, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They did have, they do have, I think I put it on Instagram. They have, and now I've noticed it. I've seen it in several different signs. These beer signs now, where it's like plexiglass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like LED lighting inside it, and it's like a flat plexiglass.
Yeah.
And it's super freaking rad looking. And they have one for the Luponic distortion. And it's just, it looks super cool now. Yeah. These are, looks like that's probably going to be like
the wave
of beer signs now.
It's the future. And
all we have is this,
Marty.
This old Moosehead's news. Old Moosehead sign, neon sign that my parents got me on a trip through the Northwest. And they got me a Moosehead sign, not necessarily a Moosehead fan, but it was just a beer cool sign. That's the only one I have. And we could use a lit sign, like a Tioga sign.
We could.
Kenny Rogers, shut the fuck up! Trying to do a show!
Go roast some chicken, you son of a bitch.
Jesus. I know you have to hold them, and you know when you got to know when to fold them, and I know when to walk away, and I am aware of when to run. I never count my money when I'm sitting at the table. I realize there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's
done. You really do know Kenny Rogers. God damn it.
Everybody knows that song.
No, we don't.
Now there's a commercial about it. So now the damn kids.
The know damn about kids.
Well, what the hell is happening? You never count. Damn it. When you're trying to give information. I saw this beer in Fig Tree tonight, and I didn't get it. Uitas Flamingos.
Ooh. Flamingos.
It says flamingos.
Should you have that
it's
checked
flamingos.
Out?
Flamingos. My goes is flaming, Doc. What do I do? Doc! These goes are flaming. Doc.
Marty! We got to go back and save your kids.
What?
What? Save your goes.
Are all our goes is flaming?
I think I like
what is everybody
better.
Like IPAs in the future? Oh, man. Yeah. Top Gun. You know they're making a Top Gun 2, right?
I do. But
I suddenly need to wear sunglasses right now.
And play volleyball.
This is Kenny Loggins, right? I mean, yes. Kenny Rogers?
No, it's damn it, Loggins. I messed it up. Stop.
Son of a bitch.
Stop putting Loggins in the Rogers, bro. I'd like to see Kenny Rogers do a Loggins song and Kenny Loggins do a Kenny Rogers song. Son of a bitch. I'm getting tangented.
Where's Bells when you need him?
Damn it, we're looking out for beer. Respect that we're looking out
I
for
think
beer.
We're having a Kenny off is what we're doing.
Alesmith is now in Nevada, so even Nevada people can get Alesmith. So you know.
Oh wow.
Whoa, jeez, we're getting sexual now.
Yeah.
As you're going, you keep talking.
Carry on.
El Segundo has a new IPA out called Grand Hill IPA. It's a 22. It's an Amarillo and Centennial hop. McKellar's
that's
San
not
Diego
a Kenny at all.
No, that's Michael McDonald, dude.
Keep working.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. I don't like it when I get tangent. I like it when I tangent other people.
I haven't left this hurt in a long
Is
time.
Is anybody looking this. Out for a beer?
Yeah. How about some Hardywood trickery?
Hardywood.
Hardywood.
That's
trickery.
What she said.
Hardywood.
That's some Hardywood.
That's some Hardywood you got there, sir. Hardywood Trickery Imperial Milk Stout.
Ooh.
You know what it tastes like?
He had no credentials. But
oh. That's not what I wanted. Damn it.
This is turning terrible.
Yes. Okay, sorry.
We'll get
back to it.
Yeah. Let's hear some Loggins.
Here's some hold music while you get another beer for us.
So,
walking to the fridge music.
Hardywood's an East Coast brewery. Lou Ox will know what I'm talking about. They make an imperial milk stout called Trickery.
We've had the breakfast or coffee stout,
yes,
or something from them like
they
that.
They had the Citimo coffee stout.
Yeah.
One other, I can't remember right now.
It's like this beer brand's called Hardywood.
It's got wood in the name.
That totally was my mindset. Whoa, bro.
And also, local-ish to the West Coast, Alvarado Street Brewing has a beer called Cold Pressed Hop Juice.
Ooh.
I have no idea what to expect out of that, but man, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Anymore? Oh. That's my that's my looking out for.
Looking out for, Matt.
I've had it, so it's not necessarily a looking out for, but I took the bullet for everybody. This is a Recco. So I was at Fig Tree Liquor. You could put whatever convenience store. It doesn't have to be Fresno. Yeah,
insert your local convenience store that has beer.
And they were like, hey, you guys like the hop concept, right? And I'm all, yes.
What?
And they just put out the Mosaic and Eureka hop concept. And it is fucking fantastic.
Oh, my God.
So they already had one out. This is the newest one. It just dropped last week. So go to your store. Pick that up. It is beautiful. Get that beer. Ooh.
Now I'm getting really curious.
On the road again.
Oh. Where are we going? Places that I've never been. Oh, never been. All right.
It's a beer trip.
Seeing things that I may never see again.
So I'm doing next weekend.
It's like a third nipple, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Run of the mill, third nipple. On
the
road again.
The music on this show has been on point. Started with Soccer Mom. Then we went to the Kenny's.
The
and
Kenny's.
Michael McDonald.
I hope Tyler approves. This is all I think about. I want to be Tyler's best friend. So,
just for his vinyl collection.
You've been my best friend.
You've been my best friend. I've been best friend.
I walk in there.
You see my baseball?
I walk into Liberty and I'm like, yeah, I know Tyler. And they're just like,
we all know Tyler.
Care. Yeah, we know Tyler too. Asshole, yeah. What do you want?
Yeah. He told me to clean the windows. Do you want to clean the windows too? No. I kind of just want to have beer.
I have a record.
I have a record.
I brought in this rare Van Halen record I thought we could play.
He said we could play it.
Everybody jump. No, I have a rare Van Halen record. It's got all kinds of B-sides, the stuff before Van Halen 1.
You've been holding out on us?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
That was my only...
What am I looking out for?
Only Kenny he need.
No.
Wait, why does he have so much angst?
He really hits that kandu.
Kandu.
You know what you kandu.
Kandu. This was never like he lived in the basement at his parents' house song?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wanted to fly a plane so bad.
Fucking badass guitar solo. When every song had to have a guitar solo, and damn it, we need that again.
And you had to call it out.
America needs to be great again with guitar solos.
Guitar solos to make it great again.
If Trump would just mention that in his campaign, he would turn me away from my liberal side and be like, yeah.
Guitar solos.
America needs the best guitar solos. My presidency will have the best guitarists.
Appropriate guitar solos.
Appropriate.
Where you can say, guitar!
No, wedge him in. I don't care. Like, you can be like, this is ridiculous. A solo in the middle of this? Like, yeah. Deal with it.
Black Sabbath, that Tony
Iommi.
We could go Tony Iommi where there's two different solos playing at the same time.
Ooh. Yes. Yeah.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
Or.
Do that. There's a lot of metal bands that'll do that. Like, I'm doing this solo over here. I'm going to do one over here.
I'm going to just listen to the left ear this time. Now I'm going to listen to the right ear this time.
Yeah. Don't forget about.
In post-production, if you could pan that to left and right, that'd be awesome. Just a show note.
All right.
He won't do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Don't forget about the Thin Lizzy where both lead guitarists play the same exact solo at the same time.
Oh, that's
harmonizing solos.
Harmonizing solo.
a good solo.
And if you're a really good ear, you can pick out which guitarist is doing it. Yeah. Which, like, oh, I can hear.
Oh, yeah, that's the Fred. Yeah. That's the Larry.
Music has influenced this podcast.
Speaking of guitar solos.
So growing up, our cousins had the tall stacked speakers that were on the pedestal. That would have been a song that played out of the room at too loud of a volume.
Had those large tall speakers.
It would have been
this got some woofers in them, bro.
Woofers.
This would have been right after they played Ride the Lightning all the way through.
Yeah.
This song would have been next.
Dinner, dinner, ding, 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 dinner, 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 dinner. Pull out your untap.
Whoa, thank goodness you said untap.
See what you've been caught drinking. This week, I had a rare day where I had no responsibility whatsoever.
What?
The wife and kid were out of town in Oregon.
Is that why?
And I took the day off from work.
What?
I secretly took the day off from work. I didn't mention that to anyone. I'm like, I'm just going to take this day off from work. And I just went and got a haircut. Like, my first thing, I'm going to get a haircut.
Yeah.
Nobody can stop me.
All of them.
But then I was in River Park, and it was noon. I'm like, man, I'm hungry. Oh, there's the Yard House right there.
Uh-huh. Oh, you guys have food here?
I always hear about the bearded brewer getting to go up to the bar, you know, by himself, like being the cool person and at the bar. I never get to do that because I'm with the family. I'm like,
right.
I'm gonna go to the bar by myself and order beer and enjoy it. And, like, I don't have to worry about getting back to work or anything. I'm just going to sit here and have lunch at the bar and order beer. And it was great. And I did. I had three beers at the bar.
Whoa.
The manager knows me a little bit there.
You must be rich.
He must be rich. But there are shorties. I got shorties. That's a secret.
Three shorties.
That's a secret at a Yard House. You get shorties so you can try more things.
A little more than a taster, but. Not quite
it's
a full one.
More than a taster, but not a full one.
8 ounce.
Okay,
that sounds right. I believe so. But and of course I went with and they have couple of very attractive bartenders.
Does not
so
hurt.
It was and they're they're always pleasant. Fake pleasant, but still
fake pleasant.
Well, they're like, oh hi.
Oh.
They were getting real with me.
Accessories.
No, and I just mean like they're being nice, retail nice to
right,
me.
Right, right. Tip me good because it's an afternoon.
Right.
Pleasant.
But I tried a Dogfish Head Flesh and Blood IPA.
That does not sound anything like you.
Yeah, I'm not a Dogfish Head fan, but I hadn't tried this one yet. So I'm like, that's what I first scan is the IPA section for something I haven't tried. And this one I haven't tried yet, and I actually like this one. This is what maybe my favorite Dogfish Head I've had in a long time.
Whoa!
It's like grapefruit and blood orange IPA, and I actually enjoyed it. I would have it again. I might not buy it off the shelf in the store, but
a shorty would do.
Yeah, and I like it. And then I had a Green Flash, a Keller beer is a Zweckel beer. It's this 4% beer, and I'm like, I don't know. I'll try it because it's not going to mess me up. So C to C from Green Flash. That was enjoyable. A super good day beer. I would recommend that for a day beer, C to C.
Day drinking.
A great day beer. And then I ran out of everything pale and IPA new there. So I had this one again because I had it once and I was so surprised how I enjoyed it. I'm like, I want to try this the second time. Make sure it's good. The Brackfochtum Progusta.
What?
A German's beer. A German German brewer's take on an West Coast IPA is what it is.
They probably messed it up.
Brackfochtum Pro Gusta.
Who did what?
Rakfuktum. It's from the brewery.
Barely knew them.
They're called Radeberger Gruppe Brewer. And it's a really good beer. It's not like...
Are you speaking English?
Not really. It's a really good beer. It's not super like, oh, this is a West Coast beer. But it's probably the best German version of an IPA I've ever had. So I would, if you go to Yard House and that's on, I would recommend trying it for sure. And let's see. I was at Summer Sweat. Oh,
you went to Summer Sweat.
Went to Summer Sweat, and Tioga had all their Catacomb beers.
Yes, we did.
I didn't go through all of them. I went through the one. The new one.
Bullet points.
I didn't do the new one. The new one is.
It's still being released today.
Yeah. You guys today's are putting Friday. That in bottles.
Yes.
It was like, it has some sort of wine thingy in it.
So it was, it originally was a vanilla bean and oak spiral saison, but some of those flavors will mellow over time. So we're just calling it a Chardonnay barrel aged saison.
Yep. I saw Chardonnay. I was like, nope. So I didn't try that one. I may be the best beer ever. I don't know. But I had the Catacomb, the vanilla Catacomb.
Mm-hmm.
That is still excellent beer. And I had maybe the last Catacomb Blueberry Saison ever. Apparently, there's no more kegs of this.
No, that was the last keg that I was holding on to. And people were amazed that I still had that. And there were people. The sales guys... I couldn't tell you how many emails and text messages I got. So-and-so's doing a sour fest, so it'd be cool if we had the blueberry. And I was like, ha ha, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, no blueberry for you, is what I said.
No, Superman, he not here. But that was still great. I mean, the blueberry is pretty much gone, but it was still great. And I had a bunch of other Tioga Sequoias because I hung out there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had... And then, you know, poolside, I had some Canal Surfer from Dust Bowl, some nice. Down to Earth from 21st Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't got that this year, the Down to Earth. That's one of my favorite session beers.
So is it true that Bitter American's pretty much gone?
It must be. Like,
and Down to Earth is the replacement?
I think Down to Earth is a replacement. Well, it's funny because Becky really loves that Bitter American, even though she hates Hots. But it's like super mellow.
Yeah.
Not hoppy, but hoppy still. And I guess the Bitter or the Down to Earth replaced the Bitter American because it hasn't come back since Down to Earth came out.
Wow. That's saddening.
I think they should bring back Bitter American.
But bring back Bitter American.
Anyway, that's what I was caught drinking. The Nick Gady, I'm looking at you.
Oh, dang it. I'm in the middle of something.
Oh, I'm in the Bearded Brewer.
So.
The Nick Gady.
And he passes back.
We're having a beer. Or no, I haven't had this beer yet. There's a new beer here.
I'm enjoying this beer.
Talk about it your new beer.
It is another transplant can. I am not enjoying this beer. Soulful Ginger.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Soulful Ginger. Another one donated to us by Chocotazo.
I love ginger. So
chew your beer.
I might have actually told them to get this one, but I like ginger. I'm pretty sure
you did. Oh, yeah, this is like I'm having sushi right now, the aroma. I'm just going off the aroma.
So
I am at a sushi restaurant.
Not a fan.
There's the ginger people. They make a ginger lemon honey drink. You could buy it at Whole Foods and places like that or Amazon. And I'm the actual guy where you're supposed to eat the ginger in between your bites of sushi to cleanse your palate.
Mm-hmm.
I just put the ginger on top. I just fucking throw it in there. I love the taste of ginger, and I love that it almost has a spiciness to it, you know, like a pepper spice, not a black pepper spice, not anything more than that.
What? Black pepper.
Are you going or am I going?
This is definitely, if you like ginger.
Who has the football?
This is a beer for you, man.
Who has football? What is football?
The Nick Eddie? Are you,
so
catching your drinking?
Yeah, we did some drinking, as mentioned earlier, at the Popolozes.
Yeah.
And then,
happy birthday, Nick. On the air, thanks. Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Nick Gady had his birthday.
Yeah. So birthday dinner was at Popolo's.
Yes.
New Second North Coast dinner. Brewing had a What was it? Was that the Cherry? No. Berliner Weiss. That's what it was. Holy crap. I thought I could love nothing more than from North Coast and Old Rasputin, but this...
Really? You like this more? Like with cherries?
It was
like
right it up there. It's not more, but for like right now when it's 115 degrees outside in Fresno, this was like a really, really good, tasty summer patio beer.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping up, you know, with the times, but not a total sesh beer, but just had lots of flavor and lots of things to keep you interested, at least for 2 pints anyway. Tart Cherry Berliner Weiss from North Coast.
Mm-hmm.
They also had the Twisted Monk from Dust Bowl, which I think Scott had brought us a bottle of that when he came on the podcast.
Yep, he did.
Yeah.
He did. We had that Twisted Monk on the podcast.
And so they had that on draft.
Or they send it. They sent the it ahead of him.
Oh, is that the one they sent ahead of
him? Right. That's okay. That's the one they sent to us.
The other Scott.
The other Scott? There's two Scotts.
Not Scotty B.
But not Scotty B. No, Scott from Dust Bowl.
Dust Bowl Scott.
Nitro from Sierra Nevada. A play on words because it's Nitro Bro. And also it's Nitro, like Knights of the Round Table.
Nitro Bro.
It's all Nitro Bro.
Mm-hmm.
They have two Nitro taps down there.
Nitro Bro.
Two dedicated Nitro taps at Popolo's.
Man, look at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, the birthday dinner beer with the family of note was the 28th anniversary barrel-aged Black Butte Porter from Deschutes.
Deschutes. That was a beautiful
beer.
Very,
very tasty.
It was not harsh or alcohol astringent or whatever. It was smooth sailing.
Smooth as F. Oh, also Bearded Brewer bought a fresh growler of Citra Hopped. TDH?
Yes.
Was it triple dry hop?
So you didn't know, but when you were at Summer Sweat, if you had gone to the front bar, we had triple dry hop shrimp.
Yeah, front bar, bro.
The section where people weren't paying to get in.
The free section. But I'm
above those people.
I knew I was going out to the parents' house, so I poured my own growler of triple dry hop shrimp.
It's my place. I can do what I want.
Yeah. That we were selling them, so. Yeah.
Well, nobody told me. Somebody, I hung out with you several times that time. Nobody told me.
Yeah, I was running a festival.
You did get me an XBA though, which nobody could get on that side of the festival.
You could have said I needed something really hoppy, and I probably should have just poured you a TDH and go, here's your XBA.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, it's pouring great tonight.
Try this XBA.
Yeah.
I'm loving this ginger beer. Oh my God.
Wow. Ginger.
That's what it says it is. It's
fucking good.
No, thank you.
It says it is.
What? Do you just not like ginger?
I do. Yeah, I don't like ginger.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not the fact that it's ginger beer.
No, it's probably a really good beer, but it's like, this to me is what pumpkin spice is to you.
If they said pumpkin spice, but it was just ginger, I'd probably drink it.
Any more bin cots?
Oh, just this one.
Fucking Huey Lewis.
Huey, Marin Boy, Huey Lewis. Paul Fairfax.
I didn't know that.
I bet Paul Fairfax knows him.
He probably knows him.
Paul Fairfax knows the 2 a.m. Club. The 2 a.m. Club is in the cover of Sports, this album cover. I've actually been in the 2 a.m. Club. Producer Becky brought me in there.
Was Huey Paul's music teacher?
In the 2 a.m. Club. Oh, Huey. His mentor? You saying his mentor?
Yeah.
I think Paul taught Huey. I think that's how that went.
I think.
You know, sometimes you have to know the power of love.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you do. Bitter Brewer 87. What have you been caught drinking?
I got to start my breathing exercises. So I had a 30-hour stay in Berkeley this last week.
Whoa.
While the podcast happened, it was crazy because we air live on Fridays with the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And then you went directly to
I came East directly Bay. From Berkeley to the podcast. That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
No, wait. I did the podcast, drove.
And then you drove to Berkeley.
I drove to Dust Bowl and came back because that was Friday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every Friday we're in here recording.
Yep.
Or live recording.
Totally live and recording. So it's I stopped. Daddy. We drove straight into Berkeley and went a little bit somewhere. I don't know if it's north. I think it's a little bit south of Berkeley. We went to Alameda. Mm-hmm. And Alameda has...
The A's play, bro.
I thought Oakland. They were Oakland.
A's. Yeah, Oakland.
Also, Alameda is a subsidiary.
Yeah, Alameda is like, yeah.
All right.
That's there. What's
so, Oakland. We went into Alameda, and we went to the Old Navy base, which has Faction Brewing. By the way, the most beautiful view of San Francisco is at the patio of Faction.
All right.
It literally goes their fence line, old runway, water, San Francisco. That is the view yeah. that you have. So I went with Shayna, half of the Clam Jam. She was on the show recently.
Clam Jammer Shayna.
So the beauty of it was me going to a brewery not by myself. We got to double up on samplers.
Oh, so yeah.
So we got to try.
Okay.
We got to try 11 beers.
Wait, now does that count as trying it when you're splitting a sampler?
Yes, because she was the one that was driving, so she was drinking a third, and I was drinking 2/3 of the.
Oh, for you yeah. it counted then.
Yeah,
so for me, Shayna, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not.
She could have gone on her secret untapped so account.
The notable.
She won't tell me what it is.
The notable beers that we secret picked untapped. From Faction was the Faction Red, beautiful beer. They had experimental two hop, which had the Vic Secret and Centennial, really good. Their A-Town Pale. They did phenomenal pale ales out of Faction. I will say that.
Sorry.
Damn it,
off your red tube.
Yeah.
They had a walking porter and a putty porter, which was an English and a Bavarian. I can't remember the other style of porter. Both were very good.
Son of a bitch.
They had a hop hybrid, which was called Nolson.
Nolson?
Yeah. So that was pretty good.
And, Nolson!
And then they had a 007 Pale. Totally bought it because of the name. Oh, it was actually very good. Like I said, Faction's Pale Ales is on point.
All right.
And they did a Faction Pilsner. It was good. It was a Czech-style Pilsner made by Faction. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful beer. The next stop we made was Fieldwork. They had a chocolate milk brown ale on nitro.
Ooh.
I wish I could have shared that with you guys.
Nitro,
but
bro.
Nitro.
Obviously,
bro.
It's on nitro. They had a beer for the hiking community called Day Pack.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty nice good. Name.
Yeah.
That is a nice name.
Then they had a, I'm going to say Anchorman quote. They had a beer called Little Ships. It was made of tiny little wooden ships. Yes. There was a beer I got to try called Pulp Free. Obviously, it's a citrus-infused beer. I got a growler for the Mikey. Yes.
So I have waiting.
He should
trying
be
trying to hold it for bells. And see if it works.
So everybody has the story with the first time they probably tried a Stella or a Heineken. And you're like, whoa, that is skunky as all shit. They have a beer called Green Stripe. Not Red Stripe,
right?
But Green Stripe.
Nice.
And
nice
it and is done. A hoppy lager. And boy, is it fucking hoppy. And it smells all of dank, dank, danky, dank.
How hoppy is it? Oh, that's not one of those.
It's so, I don't have a Johnny Carson.
And they also had a name smash. They have Simcato, which we got to try. That beer was so good that I had to bring it for the show.
Simcato.
Is that like the celebrity?
Yes, Bennifer.
Mix their names, yeah.
The power couple?
Power couple.
On the way back on Friday, after I did this podcast, before I went to work, because we record live on Fridays.
Right.
I stopped at Dust Bowl, and I had their Simcoe Lager, solid, solid, solid. And I tried their pale ale.
Damn it, son of a bitch.
Somebody shut Nick's mic off.
My thing won't work.
You figured out how to use Instagram. I got it.
yeah, but you can't shut off the notification.
I think you swipe
down, oh, okay.
And it works.
That's how it works, yeah.
Son,
Show me how to use this. So, Instagram. I need to look at the nudes. They're not nudes on Instagram.
Where are the boobies at? I had to explain to Shayna, out of all things. She's just like, "Oh, your brother has Snapchat," and I'm all, "He does, but doesn't mean he uses it or knows how to use it."
Oh no, no.
Well, he might check it once a month.
Yeah,
that's about it.
If this was a drill press, I'd have it figured out already.
Yeah, but no.
Snapchat. What?
I got a drill. I know how to.
I'll put a hole in it.
Drill shit.
Can I put a hole in it?
Can I put a hole in that Snapchat?
Yeah. I already read all the shampoo bottles in the bathroom, so I decided to check Snapchat.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's my brother. So the Dust Bowl
ran out of Sharpie things to write on the wall.
It was pretty good. And then the two notable Tioga beers. We talked about the triple dry hop Sherman with Citra. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was at Popolo's waiting to, or no, actually the birthday beer on my brother's birthday I had at Popolo's was the XPA on Nitro from Tioga Sequoia. It was good.
Oh, that's what was in the fancy glass.
Yeah, fancy glass. They were doing a steal the glass. We probably could have stolen the glasses.
Oh, those are still up for grabs?
But that was the IPA glass from Tioga Sequoia with the XPA.
Mm-hmm. And the bomber logo on
it. I got it.
Have it.
Broke one of them. Still got another one.
They are breakable, but they are good.
Damn breakable glass.
And that's what I've been caught. Drinking.
Let's give some cheers out before we go this week. Cheers out to Brian, obviously, for emailing us. Jeffrey, that would be Jeff Star? from Jersey. Albert Garcia on YouTube.
YouTube.
We have one official video on YouTube.
We have
YouTube.
A YouTube cheers?
It's just me going, "Why do we suck? Tell us why do we suck." Holly G on Untapped, Michelle Attack, everybody, all our golden gods who donate to us every month on our Patreon page. We have a Patreon page. It's been a little stagnant for a little while, but patreon.com/perfectpour, or look in the show notes or perfectpourpod.com. You'll see links to go to our Patreon page, how you can donate to the show on a monthly basis. And we do have enough to pay the podcasting bills on a month. And then every once in a while, there's a little left over to buy some beer. So I super appreciate all our golden gods on Patreon that do that for us every month. Highly appreciate it. And just everybody that talks about us, word of mouth is huge for podcast, so whenever you're within a beer circle and you ask if do you listen to Craft Beer Podcast,
only the perfect pour, bro.
Perfect pour first, man. Every Friday, bro, you gotta listen to it, man. They play Michael McDonald. You won't believe it. How does that relate to Craft Beer? Oh, you'll know.
You'll
understand it.
If this doesn't make you want to drink a beer, I don't know what would.
Perfect Pour Pod on social media.
Pool beer music right there.
Dorktown on Untapped. I love
slow grind in the pool.
Hanging out on Untapped from like 10 to midnight. I'm just chilling on Untapped looking for stuff to do. So
new places to check in.
Yeah, bro. So you guys got some cheers?
No Pokemon here.
Cheers out to Randall. Randall is a regular at the beer garden. Wonderful dude. He grows his own vegetables. He has an amazing wine cellar.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say he grows his own beard.
He has notifications turned on for
he's one of those
for Untapped.
One of those people.
And so he knows when I'm checking into beer. And sometimes I will just mob check in things where I'm like, okay, let's go back through the night and I'll just check in these things. And he's just like, he's all, no, I have them turned on because I want to know what beers to try. He writes them down. Damn. He's the guy that
I fucking love that.
Yeah. So the people he follows on Untapped,
we create a looking out for
him. We make a looking out list for him by checking into crazy things. But
all right.
But he has to deal with it. If I check in 20 beers, he gets 20 fucking notifications that I checked in.
That's
beers.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah. So Cheers to him.
I need to do that with all my Libertine beers from last week. I haven't checked those in yet, and I need to check them in.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to comment, late check. Late check in. Sorry, late check in.
Cheers to Sung Kim.
Oh, yeah.
La Crescenta, California. Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems cool.
He trolls our page often.
Okay.
I'm maybe friends with possibly him on listening. Untapped.
Central Coast. From the Central Coast, there's Beer Tortoise, which is Joe. I think that's pretty cool. And then cheers to Alicia Diaz. She is a Sacramento craft beer drinker. Wonderful female.
All right.
Very awesome.
Cheers to Alicia.
Staring down your dog, dude.
Nick 80.
Cheers to Roger from Pine and Palm for the Crowler.
Cheers to Roger, man. I got to go in there.
MVP.
Get in there.
So guess who I saw at Pine and
Palm? Oh.
Scotty D.
Cool?
This is going to be cool. Of course, it's going to be cool.
All right.
The Bells.
What?
From Dorktown.
He was not in the pineapple.
And you didn't tell us?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Hey, Matt's outside.
Wait, yeah. Matt's outside.
Check the Instagram, bro. It happened.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. When was this?
To Wednesday.
Friday.
To Wednesday.
Back on Wednesday?
Well, back on Wednesday.
Was he by himself? Who was he with?
His brother-in-law and other friends.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
His brother-in-law is a big beer drinker.
Yeah, I'm standing there getting ready to leave.
That's right, I got kicked out of the Perfect Poor Instagram.
Yeah, kick
you out, bro.
Oh, Mikey had to change the password. Because hackers.
Somebody hacked it.
Because hackers.
Instagram, I had to change
it. Damn you, hackers.
Holy shit, there's a selfie.
Bells
and Nick at...
So...
Whoa.
Successfully worked...
Nick 80 it's on Perfect Poor's Untap.
Successfully worked a selfie.
Instagram. Perfect Poor Pod.
I found
Instagram.
My front camera.
That's probably one of the only selfies that exist of my brother.
If you look,
he does about two a year, I believe.
Three.
You look, there's on the right is Bells and his sunglasses, and on the left there is the Nick 80. It doesn't really look like Nick.
No, that's what happens when
you do selfies. Yeah. It doesn't look right. And then there's Roger in the back.
There's Roger hanging out too.
Oh man. I got
royalty.
I'm not used to.
Usually, when he shows up around Tioga area, he has the red polo or the red button up on that khaki or
who is this?
Yeah.
So hopefully he doesn't get pissed that I posted a selfie. But he probably will.
He looks like he.
Reggie
knows
says
you're
rock star, so obviously it's true.
Reggie's cool
five,
with it.
559 Mike says it's okay.
If your name is Beth and you have to be on Instagram. You might as well go for the handle Black Sabbath.
I see that. I thought it was going to be a Kiss reference.
Yeah. No? Nope.
Black Sabbath. That's
more metal.
Nice. She has that. That's cool.
Yeah. So name of the episode. There you go. Cheers.
Cheers. All right. Cheers to everybody. Thank you for listening to the Perfect Pour. PerfectPourPod.com for more info. Make sure on your Spotify playlist, start a Spotify playlist for the Perfect Pour and share it with us.
We're going to do that. We're going to start the Perfect Pour.
Why not? Somebody
podcast list. We'll make it open so anybody could add songs.
And next time you're bored at work, Matt,
crank this
please
up.
Make a Spotify playlist.
You'll
for
have
the
to
Perfect
send me
Pour.
All the Paul songs and I'll put them on there.
All right.
Ooh.
I'll do that. Wait, will they go up on Spotify though?
We'll have to upload them, but we can do it.
You can upload something to Spotify and other people
can
listen to it.
Let's make Paul some money.
Songs don't just simply exist on Spotify. You gotta be able to add things. Fucking Fierce Creatures are on Spotify.
Yeah, but
Trumpa solos on.
No, that's Spotify. Because if you go through CD Baby, then CD Baby puts it out.
Okay, we'll figure out the internets. We'll get the Paul from Fairfax soundtrack on there.
All right. I'm waiting for people to pay us money for that Paul stuff. So we're not gonna pay Paul anything.
Oh, of course.
People are going to pay us money.
Get back to work.
The whole Paul.
Paul, make more songs, Paul.
Make more songs.
We need more money.
You make more songs. You make songs now. Yeah, you make with the guitar.
Thanks for listening to the Farmer Poor. Have a great week. Drink your craft beer. Be safe
out
there.
Get us out of here.
Sunburns is on.
Michael McDonald.
thirsting anymore. Keep drinking, and I can't stop the game again. Good for more.
Oh, what the hell? Still 2 hours? Good Lord.
I know, dude. We cannot. This is our problem, man.